Sci-fi. Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns Audio produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. Thanks for... Fuck, God. I was not ready to do this. I didn't inventory the things that I needed to say in my mind. Thank you to our Patreon subscribers. If you want to subscribe, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. What do we do? Two bonus episodes every week. It's fucking 2 days until Christmas, and we're still here. We're still working.
If you become a Patreon, you can message... It's a lot easier to message us on there, and, you know, we'll pretty much do whatever you say. So make us do some things.
Yeah, sure. Make us do some things.
We should pretend like we're in prison to see if we get any, like, you know how, like, people out there that are interested in writing letters to prison inmates?
Uh-huh.
We could be that.
Why would we want that? We would just want random letters? Hang in there.
Because it'd be great to read... maybe we should start writing to prison inmates and read those letters.
That seems, I don't know, manipulative or...
Your whole podcast based on writing and inmates. Isn't that cool?
There's got to be a good... What pen pal, right?
Yeah.
So pen, like penitentiary pal, pen with two N's.
Yeah.
Pen pal. That's our new podcast. Let's give up on this fucking sci-fi thing. Let's just start corresponding with inmates. I just want to say this to the public. Don't watch that fucking Jamie Foxx movie. It's garbage. What's it called? It's Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan. I think I threw it away.
I don't know. Did you get a screener?
Yeah, well, a digital one. Do you do the SAG digital ones?
Yeah, I got them.
Directed it. Every scene is a guy coming into a room and sitting down into a chair and then just cross coverage of two people in chairs talking. Every scene.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's like lawyer shit, right? Michael B. Jordan's trying to get Jamie Foxx out of jail for a crime that he didn't commit.
Yeah.
And like, you know how like when you watch like Edward Norton be a lawyer or like Brad Pitt be a lawyer, they're always up and or Tom Cruise, they're always moving around and like going like, well, this is what they're giving you all this information, but they're moving around. They're like taking shit out of the microwave.
Can I play with this pen?
Yeah. They're doing business. They did none of that. It's the least dynamic movie I've ever seen. There's even a scene where at one point they're mad because there's nowhere to sit. They're like, you let everyone else in, now there's nowhere for us to sit. It's like, wow, this movie loves people sitting. It sucks. Let's introduce our guest. I'm sorry to leave you out of that. It's our good friend, what, like three or four time guest?
I think this is three.
Three time guest, Mike Stebbins.
Hi,
thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What are you working on these days?
Oh, just a bunch of TV shows.
La-di-da.
Mike is a effects specialist, came out here to do music and ended up learning some effects programs, and now he's the master.
I don't know.
Yeah, plug your
and now he's making music too.
Wait, is your Taylor Swift thing public or not?
Yeah, I haven't really
talked
about it a lot.
Plug it.
Sure, yeah. It's a Taylor Swift cover album that I made with my friend Lysan.
Well, what's it called?
It's called the album's called Swizzle. And you can listen to it at mysan.com. MAISAN.com. There's like Spotify links and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's also on Spotify. Go to the website, go to the Spotify. It's pretty good. I only listened to like two tracks, but I'm like, and I skipped through some, but I don't know. It's like the synth version of her, and I like it.
Yeah, it was fun to make.
Willie. When we were in school, we taught ourselves how to edit. Yeah. It was not a class. Well, it was, but that was reel to reel.
Yeah.
We taught ourselves how to use Avid.
We had a free Avid that nobody was using, and we learned how to use it. We were the only people using it in the school. It was great.
Why didn't we continue learning things, and then we could supplant Mike Stebbins?
I know, man. If we could have learned graphics. I don't know, like back then when we were learning Avid.
No, I mean out here.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean like we were doing graphics with the Avid because it had so much power, even though it was shitty.
Yeah.
Where like you could make shapes and make them do whatever you wanted. It had a hint of After Effects in it before After Effects, you know? It was just such a powerful device. Now, man, yeah, dude, After Effects is probably the best thing you could have learned back then.
I know it a little bit, but I don't know how to do fucking anything. I just know how to move around my dumb cartoons.
I might have to start editing again. I was talking to this guy, and he's a creative guy from Colorado, and kind of talked myself into producing his video series, and it seems like I'm going to have to be the editor, too.
They made it really hard.
Like, I would edit it in, like, a decade.
They made it really hard to pirate editing software now.
But what DaVinci's free, right?
DaVinci?
Do you use DaVinci?
I think I have like a free version of DaVinci Resolve, but I don't really know.
I've never even heard of this.
I heard it's free. Yeah, the other ones are hard to use because your computer keeps updating. Like, oh, your Premiere isn't right.
Yeah, well, now you can't even do that. Like, to use Premiere, you have to pay them like monthly. What do you do? What do you use?
Adobe
Suite?
Yeah, I have the like Adobe subscription, the monthly thing.
Do you pay for it or does your job?
I pay for one at home, but then also my job pays for the one that we use at work. I could get away with not paying for one at home now because I pretty much only use it at the office. But
it'd be kind of tricky, though.
Yeah.
What about Final Cut? Is that done? Should I not mess
with
that?
It's done. They stopped updating it. Like now, even the one that they stopped updating, it's just too buggy. Like if you have it, it's fucked up.
Okay. I told him don't shoot in 4K, dude, because I don't have time for that shit. Hmm.
What is this? You're producing some guys. What is this?
It's going to be like a web series.
Oh, yeah? We don't have enough of those. That's great.
I know.
Is he funny?
He's like a... he's like just like an original mountain man.
Does he listen to this show?
I don't know.
Well, if he's a mountain man, he probably doesn't.
But you might know
him. He's probably in his log cabin.
I might as well plug him. I'm sounding nervous about it because I don't trust my ability anymore, not because I don't trust that he's going to be entertaining. Dave Irby. You know Dave Irby?
I've heard you reference him.
And he owns Justine's Pizza.
Oh, I know him. Yeah, I know him. He gave us free pizza.
Oh, he's so fucking cool.
And he's a cool dude.
So basically, he works on the weekends. And then the rest of the week, he's out being a mountain man, dude. He'll just go canoe. He'll go fucking hiking. He'll do, you know, and he's like I don't want to say he's off the grid, but that's how he is mentally, you know?
Okay.
Meaning.
Well, that's not what
in
that
a good
means.
Way, in a good way. Yeah, I know. I don't know how to. In my mind, that's a good description, and that's where I want to be. Just like.
What? You want to be a mountain man?
I want the society to work, but not have to. I don't know. I would love to be a mountain man. I really would.
I haven't in a long time. I would love to.
Where are you from?
I'm from Indiana.
What's it like there? Is there?
It's. I mean, it's like
I just picture
very,
farms.
There's a lot of farms, pretty much mostly farms.
Yeah, I just picture farms and Larry Bird shooting hoops.
Yeah, if you got a basketball hoop, it's on a barn.
And it's dirt? There's no pavement?
There's some pavement now.
Is there pavement in Indiana?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you and Brennan friends in high school?
Not in high school, but like more in college years.
I still remember the first video. You were in his first video, right? Is you, him, and Carl?
Maybe. I can't remember what
his first video was. Early ones.
I was in a handful of those early ones. I think, I'm not sure how many of them.
I used to always be on the panel back then.
Made it to a screening from the Indiana ones, but.
Not many.
No.
Okay, well, you've been on a show before. Do we need to do the WoW scale or should we skip it? Do you remember what your score was at all?
No.
All right, fuck it. Let's just do it.
Well, yeah, with the new one's quicker.
Okay.
No, he was here within a year. I mean, your time is skewed.
I don't know.
How long do you think we've been doing this? Over a year ago.
But I mean, from a year ago now, our WoW scale is even quicker, right? It's like five questions. A year ago, it was 10.
Oh, maybe. See, this is why I don't like tonight's topic, because at the time when we did, when we went down to five questions, we also said only sci-fi shit.
We did?
Yeah. Remember,
I was wondering why you were asking, well, is there a sci-fi? But like, what do you mean?
Because I like when there's something tangible about it, you know?
Yeah.
But whatever. That's a
reminder that I need, I guess.
That's for later. All right. WowScale, you ready?
Yeah.
Stands for Waiter Willie. If you're a zero, you're a wait. If you're a five, you're a Willie. If you're in between, you know, it's a spectrum.
WowScale.
First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I believe that it's probable that aliens are real. I couldn't say if they visited Earth ever or within the last 300 years.
So is that a yes, no, no?
I'll say yes, no, no.
Okay. Ghosts?
I'm so wishy-washy on all these questions because I feel like I could go either way.
Well, yeah, you could also attach a number to it too if you want, out of five, you know.
I'm kind of like a 3 out of 5.
It wouldn't surprise you, but you're not.
Yeah, like if a ghost came, I'd be like, yeah.
But you don't have any ghost stories or anything.
I mean, weird things have happened to me that I could attribute to ghosts or not.
Well, give us one.
But I haven't like seen a ghost like standing in front of me. But if a ghost did stand in front of me, I'd believe it.
What's one of your ghost stories?
One of the houses I lived in Indiana growing up, just some weird things happened. Like, there were these, like, window cranks that would open the windows and close the windows, and they would, like, disappear and reappear every once in a while.
The cranks would disappear. Do you remember that? You know what those are?
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
we'd be, like, trying to open the windows and be like, where's the cranks? And then next thing you know, they were all there again.
Did you have mischievous cat?
We didn't have an indoor cat at that time. We had an outdoor cat. We didn't have any pets inside.
Did you have a maid?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, like little things going missing and turning up again, things like that would happen pretty frequently just in this one specific house.
That's more like a ghost for your brain.
The cranks missing is weird.
I'll bet you took them off or your senile parents. Possibly. Took them off and then forgot.
Or my sister.
Your mom was dusting and it was easier to take them off.
Yeah. Possibly.
Bigfoot?
I don't know. I'm like 50-50 again.
Okay. Psychics?
I don't really think I believe in psychics.
Okay, good.
I'll say that's a pretty solid no.
Okay. What about superstition? Do you have one?
Just kind of lame ones. Now that I think of it, I think I mentioned one last episode, just like a dumb one of like how I get out of the bathtub.
Do you take baths?
Yeah. I think we had the same conversation last time.
Yeah.
It's like bringing back memories. I think we talked about
Wait,
this.
Hang on. Cause someone told me this the other day. Who the fuck was it? Oh, it was Joe, our buddy, Joe Troman. He was like really psyched to take a bath. He was going to get stoned and take a bath. His family was away for the weekend. And he told me that you're supposed to, like, after the bath, you're supposed to, like, take a shower?
Yeah, I do that sometimes. I don't count the bath as cleaning.
It's just relaxing?
Yeah, I usually do the opposite. Maybe I do it backwards. I usually take a shower and then end in the bath.
Oh, that might be good.
But I don't know. Yeah, I never take just a bath.
I've never even thought about that. I haven't taken a bath since I was like, I don't know, 7.
I didn't take a bath until I moved in with Shauna because I was like, well, I mean, I didn't have, in my personal bathroom, the last one, I didn't have a bath, but the other one was the dirtiest bathtub ever.
Oh, I mean, that's part of why. I mean, none of my fucking, I don't clean shit correctly. Like, it would be disgusting to take a bath in my bathtub.
Well, it's weird because I take baths on the reg and you got to scrub it all the time.
Yo, you're being on the rag, dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too hard.
I'll just do Clash of Clan attacks. My head underwater. It's pretty cool.
What? How do you see?
Well, I mean, like, my face is out of the water.
Oh.
So I was wrong.
Yeah, you're like a two.
Like a two?
Maybe a one.
All right, yeah, like a one or two. Only because I'm, like, so 50-50 on so many things.
But the superstition one's a point for me, so...
Well, yeah, and the superstition thing, it's like I don't think that following my superstitions has any actual effect on the real world at all. It just makes me feel better to do them.
I think that's the only point of superstitions, right? Nobody really thinks they're doing anything.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, I think that's better. It just makes me feel better.
I almost posted this picture. I spilled a whole fucking container of salt. I was trying to salt my eggs before I scrambled them up, you know? And the lid fell off and the whole fucking salt container fell into my eggs.
Ugh.
It was the worst.
Hey, we need to congratulate me on winning back-to-back fantasy football championships.
Yeah. You won last year. I always forget the year before.
Yeah, man. I won last year. I won this year.
Who'd you beat last year? Brady?
I don't remember.
That's a hard thing to do, man. It's fucking cool.
I'm the best.
I was right up there, man. Would I have beaten you today if we were playing each other? Let's check that real quick.
Here's the best part. I went 6-7 during the regular season. I should not have even been in the playoffs.
That's funny. What did I? So you, but it's funny because then you had a better record than me. I had the last. I was eighth. I beat the top seed.
You might have just had less points, but still had 6-7.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Thanks for taking out that top seed for me. Who knows what would have happened?
It was rough. No, yeah, you would have beat me today.
Stebbins, you're in our league, right?
Yeah, I kind of.
You've got the three-headed.
You're playing me. You're beating me.
Who?
You're on Mike's team, right?
Yeah.
You guys are beating for third place, so you'll get your money back this year. Fucker. I don't mind losing, but you beat me with my Broncos. Like in Philip Lindsay getting 20 points.
Whoa, he got 20 points?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that game. Okay. Should we get to the topic?
Yeah.
Where's my trophy? Bring me my trophy.
Listen.
With the two helmets for back-to-back, make the helmets facing away.
I want to make, so you know why I haven't made a trophy yet? Because I want to put everybody's name on it that's won. I think that's the most impressive thing you can do with a trophy.
How would you even know?
They're all on record.
They are?
If you scroll through your Yahoo, you can go through each season and look at who won.
And we've only been on Yahoo this whole time?
We've been on Yahoo, but...
Didn't we, like, lose the records at some point?
There was some that...
Oh, because you got kicked out of your Yahoo. And
you couldn't remember your recovery question or something?
Yeah. And so here's the thing, is that, like, the real reason why I haven't made a trophy yet is because I want this to start when I started it, even though it was something different in the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I won back then.
Oh, okay.
And I want to put my name on the trophy. That's honestly the reason
like
why.
Like, you and Acosta were the only people who won before it got to be a serious...
I'm like, dude, I got to put my name on the trophy. But I did get a replica John Elway rookie card.
Uh-huh.
Because I want it to be a football with all the names listed of the wins with room to spare, and then the John Elway rookie card on there.
Yeah, you should do that. Take it out of Moose's college fund.
So I'm like, that's I think it's cool.
So yeah, what are we talking about here?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Fossil fuels. Are they really from organic material? Not to be confused with climate denial. Fossil fuels. Are they really running out? Not to be confused with climate change deniers.
You're going to put that in there twice?
Yeah. Is this a case of bad science or big business? Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. I'm like, the hardest thing about this is there's so many different angles that people are coming from that I don't want to get into. Like, you know, you have religious people that don't believe in dinosaurs.
Yeah, sure.
So my fucking cousin. Oil is not from dinosaurs. Like, okay. I mean,
yeah, where do they think oil is from, those people?
Well,
do they just think it's in the earth?
Well,
it's one of those things God provided.
One angle is that it's mostly, and this works for the regular oil also is that most of it is actually from plant organic material, not necessarily from dinosaurs.
Okay.
And then what was the other question?
I think that was my question.
That's right. I was saying the other angles. Most climate deniers, they're not into the abiotic, the abiogenic version either. It's just a political thing. All the oil stuff is a political thing of the deep state trying to control oil around the world.
Okay. So it's like a power thing. It's not like a money thing.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. Here's what's real.
Real life.
As far as we know, there's really nothing real about this. But in terms of when we're going to run out of these fossil fuels, oil. Globally, we currently consume the equivalent of over 11 billion tons of oil from fossil fuels every year. Crude oil reserves are vanishing at a rate of more than 4 billion tons a year. So if we carry on as we are, our known oil deposits could run out in just 53 years. Same thing with gas. They give us 52 years for natural gas. And then coal, we have enough for 150 years. But this is all based on the reason that they have these numbers is it's a reserve to production ratio. So they basically look at how many reserves we have, how much we have in reserves, how much we're actually producing, and then how much we're consuming. So that's what they say, 50 years, 50 years, 150 years. That's basically the only real thing.
Well, so the weird thing is that,
What is this, these two words that you're using?
So fossil fuels, first off, is a big misnomer. They don't come from fossils. And most of these fossil fuels don't come from dinosaurs either. Most of it comes from the flora and fauna, the trees, the algae, all kinds of, some plankton, organic materials. The Western version is basically the biotic, the biogenic. Oil needs organic materials to be, hundreds of millions of years under pressure and whatnot, but it needs the organic materials basically from animals that are involved with photosynthesis. And this all just basically comes from chemistry because of when the, different versions of the hydrocarbons are produced, there's different levels of carbon dioxide. Like, oh, this must come from organic material that used photosynthesis. That's what makes the chemistry work for them.
Okay.
And so this other version...
So it won't run out because there's always going to be plants dying?
Well...
decomposing?
It takes so many hundreds of millions of years that...
Right, but there's been plants for that
long. Yeah, right. That's how I feel too, that it's like, well, in the same way that the reserves are running out, not necessarily the supply.
Yeah.
The supply, though it may not be unending, it's just like for what it takes to find them, we're going to run out of our reserves before.
Yeah.
And then so the other version comes from like Russia and the Ukraine is abiotic or abiogenic. And this is basically supposing that you actually don't need any of that organic material. The chemistry can be made deeper within the earth without any of that stuff. So for a long time, this was a big joke. Russians, Ukraine... what the fuck are you guys talking about? Even though they've been doing crude oil research long before before us, whatever. They have more shit on record. But so according to them, they're finding reserves way deeper under the ground where there shouldn't be any oil. And they're becoming a competitor. So now this, and also these days, this science is actually adding up where it's like, oh, okay, we're finding stuff where we shouldn't. And so this could be credible, and there are some Western scientists on board with this. But, it's hard to change a regime of information, of education, of how fossil fuels are made, right? But they're finding stuff way deeper. And so one of the arguments is that a lot of these capped oil wells, now they cap it when they're basically, they've drained it all, they can't get any more out, they cap it. They're uncapping them and finding them full again almost, so that there's a lot of shit left in there. So some the abiotic people are saying that, like, well, like a pimple on the surface of your skin, a lot of it's way deeper and it's replenishing because it's not being made from the organic material. It's a way deeper process,
and then like made from
just
rocks,
just different chemistries deep underneath. Yeah.
Stebbins, did you pick this topic? Were you given a list?
We talked about a few things.
And you're like, I want this.
The most interesting at the time. Yeah.
So what? So the whole thing is we won't run out because they're just replenishing themselves?
We may run out because of our reserves. Because, you know, they basically in the 60s, 70s said we were going to run out of oil in 1987. Well, that came and went.
That was based on, I was reading about that. That's based on this bell curve that this one guy came up with, and he was just wrong.
Yeah. And it's funny because he was wrong, but that was just accepted as fact for a long, until we got to 87, it seems. You know what I mean? Like, it's
fun. I think there was also like the hysteria of like the 70s, right? Where you had to be in line and you had to have vouchers to like fill up your car.
Yeah.
But don't you think it's good if we think that fossil fuels are going to run out?
I think it's better if we think it's going to run out, because let's say that this abiotic theory is correct. So the reason why our reserves are going to run out is because we're not actually looking at the places where they would be if this other science is right.
Right.
If we start looking there, we start finding stuff. I mean, I don't know. The oil industry, the reason why I really wanted to do this topic is because this stuff is coming to light. It could be right. But I'm weirded out by how much control the oil industry has on the world, right? So let's say like the oil prices are based on possible futures. They're based on predictions, you know. They could be right or wrong, doesn't matter. We're fracking everywhere. And, you know, of course there's going to be consequences to fracking for everybody.
Yeah.
The biggest reason why I want to do this topic is because it comes back to fucking Rockefeller. When Rockefeller started Standard Oil, he had the biggest oil company ever. Standard Oil was so big. You know, his worth, I think they were comparing it to today's money, and he's like three times more rich than Bill Gates.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we came in and broke apart their monopoly that they had. And it got broken down into 32 separate companies. And some of those companies are Chevron, Shell, like some of the biggest fucking companies of today were like a part of Standard Oil. Yeah. Like every oil company in America is basically was a part of Standard Oil.
Hmm.
So the weird thing, like right now, Saudi Arabia's got like the stronghold on shallow oil reserves. Their oil is so shallow that it's the easiest to get in the world. And so when we're fracking around everywhere, you know, the cost it takes to frack is actually more than finding an oil well, whatever. Oil, it's a lot more expensive. And so those barrels are like $50, $60 a barrel. When those prices get up that high, they have so much oil that they can just drop their prices down to like $45 a barrel and then like fuck the fracking industry for a little bit. And so to go back to what my problem was with Standard Oil and Rockefeller's, in order to allow people to compete with this big company, we made it so that you could write off any costs you had of looking for oil, the production costs. You could write off fucking everything to give you a chance to compete with the monster.
Hmm.
And so the repercussions of that now are that these gigantic oil corporations can write off everything and just say that, you know, it's the easiest thing to do. And so they're not paying for them looking for oil when they're coming into these communities and like fucking everybody, fucking the land over and whatever, and then just leaving. We've gotten to a point where we've allowed them to do all that. I know this isn't really the topic, but it's my complaint to the oil industry. But let me get into some abiotic stuff just so that if they can prove that oil is not limited, you know, it just really sucks for the earth, and right. The oil prices aren't going to go down, you know.
Yeah, because why would they?
Yeah. I mean, right now it's so fucking, it is the, what are we, $4.50, $4?
I don't know, I drive a Prius.
Well, that's a weird thing too, is that like all of the hybrid cars and the electric cars, they're all made by these same companies that we've had the technology for a long time.
Sure.
And now they're like, throwing out like, hey, you know, you don't got to use gas. But now, you know, everybody, I don't know if everybody knows that the batteries from those cars are going to be huge e-waste, right? That we don't know what the fuck to do with these batteries.
Right. But we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
There's some scientists working on it.
I'm sure you could reuse it to like make a solar farm or something.
Yeah, there's got to be a way to recycle these batteries in some way.
I hope so.
I don't really care about that because the planet's already dead. I just don't have to fill up my tank that much.
I know, dude. That's a huge, you know.
Yeah, I haven't bought gas in years.
What are you driving?
I'm driving a Tesla now.
Oh, nice.
I had an electric Fiat for a few years.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Wasn't that a pain in the ass?
Not.
Well, you didn't really drive for a long time.
Yeah, I don't really drive that much. The Fiat only had like 100-mile range.
Man, that freaks me out so bad for how many times in my life I drove over 100 miles.
Yeah. At least the Tesla's like 300.
That's my whole thing with electronic cars is like just the... I'm too neurotic to have one because it's not like I can... I live in an apartment. I can't install a charging thing. And so I would always have to be aware of like where a charging station was. And I'm just not ready to do that. You know?
I mean, my biggest thing is that I want to be able to drive to Vegas when I want.
Well, how far is Vegas?
330 miles, something like that.
Is the Madonna Inn on the way?
No, that's up to...
That's up north.
That's towards Ventura.
Yeah.
Madonna Inn?
Well, because the only reason I mention that is because they have a Tesla charging. They have like they have like 10 or 15 or something like that. Yeah. And there was a video I saw online the other day of like people talking shit about electric cars because there was like a 20-minute wait to use one of them.
Well, how long do you have to charge? If you wanted to go to Vegas in your Fiat, what would you do? Not go?
In my Fiat, I would rent a car. Which I had done before because my mom lives near Vegas. So if I wanted to drive to her house, I would rent a car.
So you with the Tesla, I could
make it.
You think?
Because you can program routes with the Tesla superchargers. You just like stop twice for like 15 minutes to half an hour each time. Oh. And you can make it because they charge pretty fast, but also you don't have to charge up all the way.
So when you have a...
Plus you could use that big screen to jerk off in that time.
Yeah.
Load up there's porn hub.
Wait, yeah. you don't have to touch it, right?
Okay.
The wheel? You have a self-driving car?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
Sometimes on the highway. Like, I used it on the way here.
Was it scary? I feel like I'd be too scared.
It's not too bad.
Can you get out of your seat?
No. And you really can't let go of the sensor? Wheel. There is a seat sensor, yeah.
What if you put a bunch of bricks on your car and you're the passenger seat and you're flipping everybody off and cussing everybody out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, don't you also have to have your hands on the wheel?
You have
to,
yeah, if you take your hands off the wheel for more than like 30 seconds,
isotoner gloves, baby.
For a while, people were stuffing oranges in the steering wheel, and that would trick it into thinking that you were touching it. But I think,
dude, I want to ride in the passenger seat and cuss out everybody and be aggro.
Why?
In the passenger seat. Because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I would make a sausage hand. I would make a hand out of sausages.
Dude, I bet you could.
And then just...
Because I don't know what it detects, to be honest, if it's like... Because every once... Even when I have my hand on the wheel, sometimes it'll be like, move the steering wheel a little bit so we know you're there, and you have to like jiggle it around a little bit.
Elon Musk must have driving gloves, right?
Yeah, I wonder if it works with driving gloves.
Why would he not have driving gloves?
He probably does.
Yeah, I mean, because those are super cool.
Because... You don't want to touch things that were manufactured by fucking common people.
Remember driving gloves? What was up with that? Why would people wear driving gloves?
I think it works good in the snow.
That's why they call it the glove box, because that's where you'd keep your driving gloves.
Yeah.
In the snow states, so it's great, but it's really for California people.
Is it because the wheel gets too hot or too cold? You don't want to touch it?
Maybe.
I think
you get calluses.
I think it's because
you're just gripping the fucking wheel.
Race car drivers used to wear gloves. I think that's why.
Oh,
it's like, well, yeah, I'm driving an Italian car.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
I wonder if we could bring back driving gloves somehow.
I mean, we could just start wearing gloves while we drive.
No, we'll start a business. You're a pussy if you don't wear driving gloves. Something like that. We'll do like the Ford truck model. Of advertising.
Driving gloves for men.
Hey, you ever seen a
guy and he's not wearing driving gloves, and you're like, get out of my way, nerd.
What are we gonna do if the steering wheel gets too hot?
You need these driving gloves to grip that wheel and rip it, and you need it's traction. You need the traction to really go through those lanes. You swerving through traffic, baby.
Well, if your hands are sweating, you can't yank the wheel to get out of the way of danger.
When you're going to salute that fine hottie driving next to you, you're going to want a pair of these driving gloves.
I don't understand. It must be calluses, right? It must be calluses.
What calluses? What are you talking about? How would you get a callus from driving?
I feel like that's something that, like, wealthy people would be concerned about. They don't want calluses on their perfect hands. People will think they work for a living.
But golf gives you calluses.
That's why you wear gloves.
No, but you still get them, though.
I don't know.
Well, should we take a break? Has this topic already failed?
No, I've got
I predicted.
I've got a couple things to go into.
Well, we should take a break, though, right?
Yeah, we're about 43 minutes.
All right, let's take a quick break. We're talking about, I don't know, fucking oil?
Yeah.
God damn it. Unless there's aliens involved, I don't want to talk about it. Sci-fi. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're here talking to our friend Mike Stebbins about fossil fuels. Are they renewable? Yes.
Well, I know. And so the weird thing is, when it comes to biotic versus abiotic, biogenic versus abiogenic, I think that the way science is going right now is that they could both be a little bit, right? You know, like where there's a lot of organic material that was put under pressure, there's a lot of oil, but also the chemistry is possible without the organic material. And so,
well, what is synthetic oil? You know how you can use that, but that's just for lubrication. I guess it doesn't, does it not burn?
I could be wrong, just, but off the top of my head, I think that that's just made from plastic.
Yeah, is it just like polymer?
But it doesn't burn, right?
Instead of hydrocarbon,
that's the difference.
Stuff?
Like, you need it to burn. That's the whole reason it's a fuel.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, when it comes to oil specifically, it just needs to lubricate. The gasoline is what needs to burn. So for a fossil fuel, the gasoline from crude oil needs to burn, but the oil itself doesn't ever need to burn. So
right.
Synthetic fuel is definitely better for your car.
Why couldn't we just power our cars with, like, grain alcohol?
Yeah, we can. You can for sure.
Is this too expensive or something?
The process is, yeah. I think it's just, God, my guess is that it's expensive. Not that it has anything to do with,
When are we going to get this Doc Brown, just throw a bunch of garbage into your car?
Mr. Fusion?
You know,
Mr. Fusion, yeah.
That's what sucks about, Person of the Year this year. You know, is the for Time Magazine.
Was it Doc
Life?
Brown?
This is a Greta Thunberg.
Oh, the little Gen Z girl?
Yeah.
Who's taken on the establishment?
Instead of the person that invented this stuff that eats plastic. That's like the fucking best thing of the century.
Eats plastic?
Yeah.
Like waste plastic? It would just eat it and dispose of it or turn it into something useful? Or
I guess what happens to it? Does it become a gas?
It's like farted out or pooping out? Or
is it a bear? Is it a little baby bear?
Is it alive?
Is it just a little baby bear who eats plastic?
Newly invented bacteria that eats plastic. A biology student at Reed College in Oregon may have found a solution to the most urgent environmental crisis in the world. She discovered a breeding bacteria that can eat plastic and break it down into byproducts that are harmless.
What are the byproducts?
This is from the Science Times. Jizz is harmful, dude.
Oh, it is?
You could accidentally. Did we ever talk about this? I have a friend who never had sex with his girlfriend, but he jerked off onto her and it got up in there and she got pregnant.
Weird.
I know that that's possible. But I think she just cheated on him.
Maybe.
But I know that's
probably more likely.
I know that that's possible, but what the fuck?
Why did they never have sex?
Jesus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So wait, what would they be doing?
Just masturbating, playing with each other. Well, God, that sounds... I sound like a fucking weirdo saying that.
So he would never put it in?
Yeah.
Not even after?
And she got pregnant.
Yeah, she probably cheated on him.
That's... I'm like, dude...
That seems most likely.
Because even if it gets... Even if it, like, kind of trickles down, it's not up in there.
I know that the swimming is strong. I know that the swimming is strong. But holy fuck!
For something that small, that's a long way.
I've always been like, wow. Because let's say that was you.
Did he marry her?
Yeah. But let's say that was you and that happened. Couldn't you not believe her? Is there any...
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's... I would never do that.
Well, it's the weird thing to me is that, like, well, I would almost have to go doctor on her and be like, we need to take some swabs because we can tell if you've had sex.
Yeah. 23andMe is really blowing up a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just a paternity test in that case would be... Dude, all 20, you need.
23andMe is blowing up all these fucking sperm banks.
But you can't do a paternity test. That's like signing a prenup. That's like your relationship is over if you do that, right?
If you ask for a paternity test,
yeah, because it's gonna be like fuck.
You're accusing her of lying.
But it's like, you have to understand why I don't trust you. You have to understand. But you should trust me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, it's done. Which I would be like, hooray. But he's probably... So he's... Is this a gross ball?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's hilarious.
Gross ball is a... It's a family of super religious people from our hometown.
Hmm. I don't know if I said the name of that person. Morgan Vague. Just, you know, good job. Thank
Morgan
you.
Morgan Vega, that's the person who found that bacteria or developed that bacteria.
You always hear about those things and then they just go away forever.
I know.
Like I've read like every day about some new cure for cancer and then it just manifests.
Just gets suppressed.
This is the craziest thing is that like the oil industry is capable of purchasing this and just making it disappear.
Yeah, but why would they? They don't care about plastics.
Well, I mean, you're right. But I'm thinking of like the car that ran off a gallon of water could go 100 miles, you know.
What?
100 miles on a gallon of water?
Yeah.
No, that sounds made up.
This you can find videos of the guy online still. Like
yeah, but that doesn't mean it's real. I mean, I'll give you all the yes, they killed the electric car when it was out in like the late 90s or whatever. But I don't know about this running on. That would be insane. Running on water?
Yeah, right.
Is it like a windmill?
It was. I don't know if it matters, but I think it was seawater.
You like boil it and the steam turns a turbine and drives the wheels?
I don't think it was steam.
Well, how would it? Water is not flammable.
Well, it wasn't combustion based.
So it was probably just like some dumb, like one of those boats.
I mean, it must have been steam, right? I don't know.
But then how do you heat the water? By burning gas underneath it?
No, yeah. It wasn't. That's the thing. It wasn't combustion. Anyways, but...
Was it just kinetic, where they just had a little waterfall in the trunk?
a water tower like a mile above the car that just like flows just down.
Hold on. He's got like one of those, the IV bag in the back.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I just remember being freaked out by it. You know,
but then
freaked out more so that I do believe that big companies like pharmaceuticals, like the oil industry, are capable of just getting rid of stuff because it's like I don't know who would make that decision though. You know what I mean? It's kind of like A Few Good Men, where somebody big's got to make the decision.
Well, obviously, I mean, yeah, big companies. I mean. They suppress shit constantly. Yeah, that's not news.
If competition comes up, just buy the company out and incorporate it or dissolve it.
With that being said, might we point to... hold on, I'm going to sneeze. I think when it comes to, this is me talking out of my ass, you know, but like one of the biggest reasons why the Western version, the biogenic version talks about, the science proves and shows that it comes from organic material, you know, is because of the hydrocarbons, right? Because they're like, well, what, the chemistry doesn't work out without oxygen. So where's all the oxygen, right? But of recent, they've detected hydrocarbons in space objects.
Where there shouldn't have been any organic matter.
And so I don't want to say that, oh, science is changing. But it is changing.
Well, that's the nature of science, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys this is off topic. This has me thinking. Do you hear about the Israeli mission to the moon where they had all these tardigrades on there, but it like fucked up and the craft crashed into the moon.
Oh, wait, did that happen recently?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I did hear about that like within the last couple of months.
And so now, I mean, it was filled with a bunch of tardigrades. Those are those bear things that can survive anything. Yeah. That even survived in space.
Yeah.
Which,
I heard about that.
So it's weird. Like these things probably survived the crash and
they're just going to populate the moon now?
Yeah, well, that's the weird thing. I know that, I mean, like, yeah, they've contaminated the moon. And we have, too. This should have been a bonus side story, but I was shocked to find out how many bags of poop the astronauts have left on the moon.
I mean, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Carry back as less as...
But why wouldn't you just throw it into space?
Well, there's still a little bit of gravity there, so they just...
No, you know what I would do? I would put it under the rocket booster, and then it would just burn up.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe you should dump your shit before you enter the atmosphere. Because then it'll just all burn up.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Or get a slingshot and just shoot it out into space.
But through all of our trials on the moon, we've left about we've left 96 bags of trash on the moon. They throw their trash out on the moon, and a lot of it has fucking shit in it.
Yeah. I mean, the less you have when you're taking off from the moon, the better, probably.
Yeah. You don't want to chance anything. Yeah. Like,
save fuel. Save that tiny little bit of fuel that might save your life.
But your shit has got a shit ton of bacteria in it.
Wait, why aren't we just using shit?
Well, as fuel?
Yeah. Will it burn?
Yeah.
Probably.
You think?
Yeah.
It seems like it would. I don't know. I've never tried, but...
I'm always a little trepidatious to throw a match into...
Yeah. You got
to
dry it, but the fumes burn.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason, just the way it smells makes me think it would burn.
Why aren't we doing that? That'd be fun.
Well...
It would probably smell like shit.
Go to the shit station.
Just have sewage tanks.
Or you could just hook your toilet up to, like...
Listen to this.
To some kind of, like, tube. And then you could just...
Like a fill tap into a septic tank.
This is the Washington Post article. Burning humanity's poop could yield up to $9.5 billion. A group of researchers just put a price tag on poop. Extracting biogas from the world's annual human waste output could be worth the equivalent of $9.5 billion in natural gas. So, yeah.
Oh, so you could probably, like, power your, like, water heater, your stove.
So you could sit on your car, take a shit into it, and take off and drive to Vegas.
I wonder how many shits it would take to get to Vegas.
Generated by the bacterial breakdown of feces in an oxygen-free environment, the residue could then be dried and charred into sludge, an energy source akin to coal or charcoal. Shit is the only thing we'll never run out of.
There's so a lot of shit.
Love.
In the world.
What about love? Never run out.
I don't know.
It's kind of more abstract.
Love is all there is, man.
I would agree with you if there weren't different religions.
No, fuck religions. Religions are all about hate. I'm talking about love.
But most of the world's religious.
No, fuck them. Who cares?
Okay, let's get back on if I can.
Well, what are we talking about?
Well, I mean, the whole idea was that, you know, you can attribute the term fossil fuels to people from different times, but basically the Rockefeller, the Standard Oil Company, really attached the term fossil fuels to all their stuff to make it worth more than it was, like a diamond, you know, like the diamond industry. And so I don't know. I mean, the whole thing
That's just good business.
Yeah, yeah. It's very good business. And they were so good that they got broken up into 32 companies that are all still amazingly rich.
That's crazy.
What the fuck?
So do you think they're sitting on more oil than the rest of the world is aware of and just controlling its release
for
money purposes?
I don't know why you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
The last thing you want to do is tell someone how much oil you have and be like, all right, this is how much I got. How much do you want for it? Yeah. How much do I want for it?
How much are you going to give me?
Anyways, they're not paying taxes, you know, and they're not really...
writing off all that stuff you were talking about.
Yeah. So, whether oil's running out or not, like, we're pretty fucked. You know, like, there's a big giant... Whenever they have these giant, like, natural gas leaks and stuff, there's one over off the 118, right? And it's so bad that, like, I don't know if anybody's died from it, but people are getting sick in that area.
Don't they just, like, set them on fire and just burn it out for a while, or...
Yeah.
Do you guys do that when you think... Here's the dumbest thing I do in my life. When I feel like I smell natural gas, I just kind of, like, take a lighter and start lighting it around.
Yeah, because... I do.
Because... It comforts me when I don't explode. But if I were to explode, it would be the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I do that.
But also, I'm fine with dying. I had a good run. Might as well go out in a natural gas explosion.
Here's the big thing. A natural gas leak from the source of natural gas has no scent. And so everyone in the area... This leak is so big that, like... Massive natural gas leak discovered by SoCal Gas Company's 2015. Gas was escaping from a well within the underground storage facility. Anyways, it was so bad. This didn't really make the news.
Oh, so it wasn't a natural thing? It was a storage facility?
Oh, yeah. So this one would have a scent, right?
I guess depending on where they inject the scent.
If they added it.
Santa Susana Mountains. You know where, you know, this fucking Santa Susana Mountains are? That's where that big nuclear leak was we talked about this year, that episode where near Porter Ranch, whatever. Mm. Second largest gas storage facility of its kind. Anyways, you know.
We need to talk about something. This is.
No, I know. That let's rock.
I don't know what to talk about, though. I have nothing to say about this. Like, this is just. I want. Fossil fuels to go away. And I think the term fossil fuels is, it's like a marketing thing, but you just got to call them fossil fuels, right? Because that's what they're called.
You know, I know that the hybrid batteries were really bad. What are the electric car batteries like? What do you have in your...
I think they're lithium ion cells, a bunch of little cells.
Bottom of your car?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the whole bottom of it.
Are they doing solar panels in the Teslas at all?
I think they are going to in the future.
Like, I don't know why they wouldn't just do that.
Yeah, I don't know why
it would at least be a little bit.
I don't know why you can't just hook up a solar panel to your electricity. Why can't you just do that? I know if you own a house, you have to like get a permit through the fucking power company, but why can't you just hook it up yourself? The Tesla cell.
Well, you can. It's just electricity. Like, I would murder myself. I would connect wires wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it would make sense to do anything electrically to your house, you probably have to get a permit, right?
Yeah, you do. And they basically won't let you, you know, like, you won't get approved for most of them. Like, why can't...
Really?
If you live in an apartment and...
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, if you have a house... Are they likely to not approve you if you want to get solar?
I don't know, because I thought
it was just a sure thing.
I keep hearing about these people that are like getting money back from the power company because they're like,
yeah.
Well, because if you more into the keg than they use.
Because if you collect more energy than you use, you can sell all your excess energy back to them.
But in that realm, though, like, wouldn't you just be like, no, wait, you guys can't all do this? Come up with some, well, you guys are in this zone where it doesn't work. I'm just saying. I guess so. I assume they're coming.
Like, if every single house had it and they were basically just sitting there, like, watching everybody make power.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all right. I guess we'll leave.
Let's take a quick break.
We'll figure out what we're going to talk about.
Man, I have nothing to add to this conversation.
My biggest issue with any of this stuff is that it's hard to talk about any of this stuff without having political biases or you know, so it sucks because...
But, like, who cares? I mean, I don't know. This whole... Yeah, people in power are bad. Because they just want all the power. And I'm using that term as a pun?
Pun?
Power?
Power.
God damn it. We should shoot this episode.
Well,
we should take it out back and shoot it. What are we even talking about?
You want to talk about something else?
Yeah, we're going to have to.
I feel awful.
No, it's fine, though. I mean, I think if we just stop talking about how bad it is and move on to something new.
Well, I thought we were going to cut all this.
Yeah. No, we will. We will. But
let's just take a break. We'll end it where you said, let's take a break. And then we'll come up with something. This is agony.
You want me to bring us back?
No, I'm just like, well, yeah, I don't know.
Listen, I'll apologize. I torpedoed this topic in the beginning, but it was clairvoyant of me.
But I forgot that I forgot why we couldn't do topics like this. I forgot.
There's just no material, man. How am I going to joke about this?
Well, that plus, I mean, like, I at least stopped myself from reading all the notes that I took about leaning towards abiogenic processes, you know, where it's like,
right,
I could list off things that...
Yeah, because then it's just like a lecture.
Yeah. So, you know, I'd like to get into, Mike, you believe in aliens. Wade, you don't. You don't think that they're here. I do. So let's talk about what kind of fuel sources aliens might have and or what our fuel sources could be in the future. Because no matter what, for a human race, I don't think that the future,
well, are
a
we
thousand
talking...
years from now is going to be burning fossil fuels.
Well, hopefully not. I mean, the planet will be dead before then, right?
I don't think so. I think that we're going to lamely tumble through everything.
You think, like, if we keep burning fossil fuels, we'll survive it?
I think that even if Mad Max has to happen, like, we'll get through it and rebuild. If you think about how bad a lot of our diets are, and then you add poverty to that, like, people aren't dying from eating shit. And, like, we'll just get through things. You can live outside and be sunburned your whole life and still survive. We just aren't going away. I know that there's cancer. Cancer's killing a lot of people, but we tend to survive without even thinking about how to take care of ourselves.
Well, this fuel, though, are we talking about in space or are we talking about on Earth?
It's going to be hard to get to space because there's such a separation between, I don't want to say the have and have nots, but the secret people in space, the secret militaries, all this stuff, and the people that don't think that we're in space. I think that we have alien technology and that we're using it. And the reason why that they can't tell us that we've already been to Mars is because the propulsion systems we're using would just get rid of fossil fuels forever. That, like, we have.
But that's my question. Would those propulsion, what'd you call them? Propulsion
systems
would they work in an atmosphere or are they just space? Because in space there's no inertia, or there's only inertia, there's no friction, right? So, like, because there's that microwave engine or whatever where it's just like using microwaves to propel it.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't work on Earth.
Yeah, the timeline of shit that I believe in is the Bob Lazar version, where he reverse engineered some alien craft at Area 51 before it was known as Area 51, and basically they were, I want to say, gravity generators, where it was like you create an electromagnetic gravity field in front of you, and your craft falls in that direction. A lot of the UFOs that I've seen look like they're unstable. They're not necessarily sitting still. They're kind of,
constantly falling into various pockets of gravity.
Yeah, well, and I attribute that to out in space. Sure, you're still affected by the gravity of different bodies around you, but when you're on Earth, the gravity field isn't as, the magnetic field isn't as consistent as one would think, and so it's like, you're to constantly adjust to that makes you not be able to be stable as easily as thing is like, okay, let's take a far distant future society and let's talk about the Dyson sphere.
I think it's sun, man. Like, I don't understand why we're not using the sun more. It's insane. Cause we've already figured out how to harness it. Right. And it's just, we can't get it enough.
We've figured out how to harness the sun rays, but the sun itself, the plasma on there and the magnetic bursts of energy that they have, there's a whole bunch of shit we just don't know too much about.
Well, the Dyson sphere is what? It's like you encapsulate the sun, but I thought it was with like solar panels. Is it actually using the material of the sun?
To me, that I'm not necessarily sure. I mean, the whole point is that they're harnessing the power of the sun, but we don't necessarily know how. And so I think it has to be particles that are being shot off, not necessarily the photons. That it's not about the light, it's about the particles that are being shot out constantly. Because like when you look at something like a neutrino, right? Neutrinos get shot out from the sun constantly. They go through the Earth, they go through us constantly. It's they're so small that they aren't even tearing holes in us, but they're going through us, right? And so, like, a weird thing for the astronauts when they were in space, when they weren't within the protection of the Earth's magnetic field, they had a hard time because they would close their eyes and they'd get flashes of light.
Yeah.
And that was because things like particles like neutrinos were tripping their ocular senses because they were, like, going through them with their eyes closed. So they were getting flashes of light.
So you think it's about, you think the Dyson sphere is harnessing those?
Yeah. I think there's a lot of, take away the magnetic field of the Earth and there's so much shit hitting us. We have no idea what that shit is. I mean, we do, but I'm saying the common person doesn't, the layman. And I think, I don't know, because if it were just about the sun rays, the photons, I don't know. What do you think the Dyson sphere is doing?
I don't know. Even if it is just photons, though, I mean, if we're talking about being able to harness like 100% of the sun's energy that hits Earth, that's such a tiny percentage of the total energy that coming off the sun, that even if it was just like photons, it would still be like everything we would need.
Yeah.
But then how do you even get it back? So like you've got this sphere around the sun. Like how do you transfer that to, like how does wireless charging work with like a phone?
I think that's magnetic fields, isn't it?
So you would have to, I mean, the sun is so far away.
Yeah, I don't know how that energy would be transmitted back to Earth. Not like a giant cable, obviously, right?
Right. That's why I think that, like, that's why I think that solar panels are the way to go, man.
Well, I mean, like, look at Tesla's, and we can question the validity of this, whatever, but like,
why would you? Who's questioning the validity of the solar panels that Tesla's built?
I mean Nikola Tesla.
Oh,
his free energy device.
Oh, the like transmitting electricity through the air.
His whole thing was that you didn't need wires for energy or anything.
Yeah, but dude, you don't like that there's like Wi-Fi going around in the world. Would you want a world where electricity is just flowing around?
Well,
everybody's hair is standing up.
Tesla's thing wasn't creating the energy, it was harnessing the energy that was already around us. And so it wasn't necessarily his device wasn't creating energy, it was just focusing it. They were saying that like he could like put light bulbs in the ground and they would light up because his tower collected the energy and you could just take it out of the air.
Right, out of the air. That's what I'm saying.
Would you be able to transmit through space like that though?
Well, no, right? Yeah. I mean, how would you direct it? I don't know anything. When he was doing tests in Colorado, at one point, he was saying that he was like getting messages from space. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
So he thought that they were, you know, that it was from Mars or whatever. But I think that the natural energy of the Earth is what because the Earth is rotating, he was like, and with water flowing under the ground, that like you could take the energy from that energy that's already flowing.
Just kind of like a static kind of static electricity of just the
Earth. Yeah, basically.
Earth moving through its own atmosphere kind of thing.
And so in that realm, it's like we're already surrounded by it all the time. We're not aware of it or whatever. So it wasn't like he was adding. That's what I'm getting at. His device was collecting energy that was there.
Right. I just don't know if I believe it because it, like we've talked about oil companies, big companies, what's the word?
Squashing or
yeah, like
suppressing.
It just seems like someone would have
gotten through.
Yeah.
Spilled the beans.
Especially now with like YouTube and the internet and everything. It seems like if there was some like amateur, like Tesla would build that and then like film it and be like, look, it's fucking energy is free.
That's cool that you said that. Cause it's like, yeah, dude, I mean, for how much I love him, like I've considered trying to figure out at least cymatics, you know, but I don't know how to generate sound, vibrational sound energy. Like you have to use like equipment that I want to get into this realm, but I fucking don't know what the hell I'm doing. Do you know about cymatics?
No, maybe.
Basically, like generating tones, certain notes create geometrical patterns because that sound itself has a geometrical pattern.
Right.
And so, like, I believe they built the pyramid focusing sound energy. And I'm like, I want to do that. And I want, but I don't know what the fuck to do. Like when you like the Integratron, for example, you know what that is?
No.
It's this dome out in the desert that, crazy story attached to it. This guy says that these humanoid creatures from Venus landed on his airstrip, gave him plans for a time machine. He spent his whole life building it, and it is the Integratron. It's this dome that has a bunch of like coils, electrical coils underneath it. But the people that own it now, they want to distance themselves from him, and they only do sound baths there. So there's this dome that you can go in where the sound's fucking crazy in there. They give you a sound bath and then you leave. But if you look at it, there's a whole bunch of coils, metal coils in this on the bottom floor. Supposedly when you turn it on, it was supposed to be a time machine, but B, a way to heal people using vibrational sound energy. At any rate, they were from Venus.
Huh.
So wait, what are we talking about?
I don't think that unless they get broken up, take the pharmaceutical industry, take the oil industry. 1,000 years from now, unless we can do something legally to like stop them or break them up, business as usual is you have your lobbyists, you pay off politicians, you make donations, you make contributions, whatever, so much so that, I mean, politicians, they don't represent people talking, they represent people paying them.
Right.
And so these companies are so big that they can afford the lobbyists and the contributions so that they only get heard from. And so we'll never be able to break them up. No matter what happens, the oil industry and pharmaceutical industry will always be a part of our life until we break them up, and we just can't break them up. No matter what technology comes out or whatever, they're either going to squash it or maybe that's a pessimistic view, but I just don't know how. Let's say they came out with free energy tomorrow. Who's going to build the car?
Yeah,
not the car industry.
I don't know why they wouldn't just try to embrace it if it's like, seems like it's coming. Just try and figure out a way to make money off of it. Because, yeah, like, who's, like, if these crazy technologies do come into existence, like, who's going to have the resources and the ability to build these whatever machines they would be? So why not build them and charge people to use them if nobody else is going to be able to build the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole thing with capitalism. And, like, yes, you're right. It's fucking, it's crony capitalism where they're paying off politicians to like keep the upstarts from taking over. But like what we're seeing with Tesla, like it's supply and demand, right? And as long as the consumer is like, oh fuck, we want electric cars, like they're going to happen. Like, yeah, they tried to stamp them out, but then they ended up coming out anyway.
And he's smart enough to sell flamethrowers to fund everything, right? Did you get one?
Yeah.
Did you have you used it?
Yeah.
Where'd you use it at? Let's use it.
Can
we videotape us flamethrowing shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where do you have to go to flamethrow something elite?
I mean, I just flamethrow it into my fireplace.
Is it that controlled? You do it in your house?
Yeah, it's not. It's
were you
like
yelling
it's not
when
a very,
it was going off.
No, it's not a very. It's not actually a flamethrower. It's like a, you know, it's like a giant blowtorch, basically. It's pretty controllable.
What is it? CO2?
It's propane.
Propane,
I believe. Yeah, I think it's propane. It's like one of those little
a real flamethrower uses
one of those,
something more flammable, like gasoline. Right?
Yeah, like
so that
you know, whatever
the flame spreads out onto whatever you're spitting it on.
Yeah,
so it's and just like a big welding torch, kind
of. It's like a big blowtorch, like one of those. It uses the same propane tanks that you like buy at the hardware store.
The little the
like you know
camping ones almost the Coleman.
Yeah, like a foot long kind of. 4-inch wide.
What's the most maybe sci-fi thing that we could burn with this thing? Why don't we burn some Christmas trees?
I don't know. Yeah,
whatever.
How many times have you used it?
Just once.
No.
I just wanted to try it out. So I just like shot it into my fireplace and I was like, okay, that's cool. This was also like, you know, I didn't want to start any wildfires.
That's crazy. That's where you started? You did it in your house?
Yeah.
That would be terrifying. I would at least go
well,
into
I
the
did
backyard.
I did it into my fireplace.
Yeah, but you don't know what it's going to look like. I would do it outside first.
I mean, I had seen other people do it with
theirs. Well, because it's propane.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a giant blowtorch, pretty much. Like, it's like a really directed flame.
That's what I was trying to explain. I didn't try to explain it, but when Bobby Brown started yelling at me for a propane heater, like going out and starting back up, he was like, you could have killed everyone here. And I'm like, no, that's not how propane works.
Hmm.
Like, it's really hard to fucking blow up your propane tank.
Well, that makes me feel safer.
It's not easy.
But what are blowtorches and flamethrowers going to run on in the future?
Can you
solar?
Can you hook up a giant propane tank to it, like a barbecue grill one?
Probably. I mean, I bet they're like a universal kind of connector, right? Like a coupling.
Yeah,
it just uses those ones because there's like a little. You just slide it into like a little holder on the top of it, so it's all self-contained.
I'm surprised there hasn't been any funny accidents with those that have made the news. You know,
well, there's not that many of them, right? How many did he sell?
I don't know.
I thought he sold a bunch.
I don't know. That's a good question. It was I feel like it was a limited amount, but I'm not sure. Not Sure.
We gotta burn something, dude. For the show. We could do it for the show.
Yeah. Let's do it for the show.
All right. Speaking of the show, let's end it.
All right. How?
What is this? What are you doing now? You're trying to extend the show?
I was trying to think of a... Yeah. So, sort of, but also, like, what's our closing thoughts on energy consumption from a society?
I think the whole thing is, I don't care if fossil fuels are renewable or not. I think, like, it's combustion. Like, we should stop doing it.
It does seem just, very primitive.
Yeah.
Just setting things on fire,
blowing
things
up to power things. Seems like it's about to be 2020, and we're still just, like, burning things like cavemen? Like, how have we not figured out a better way than that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems really inefficient and really primitive compared to what we could be doing.
Right.
How did we let these idiots just continue with their old bullshit? How's coal making a comeback? What the fuck?
Well, I mean, that's politics, right?
It is politics. It's like we you know, creating jobs. All you have to do is create a job that someone will take. Not that anybody wants it. I mean, a weird version of this is like, let's say 100 years from now, which Xbox and PlayStation's going to be out? You know, I mean, like, I'm not trying to say that the demise of our future is in entertainment. Boy, is it a lot easier to... I mean, like, honestly, when I think about my future, I want to make enough money to where I can play games all the time. I'm like, oh, that's sad, because as bad as my memory is, I could still contribute to the society. What do you got?
What have you given him? What is he supposed to say?
What do you got? What, after everything that we tried to get into, what's your closing statement?
Well, yeah, I don't really have any real reason to believe that fossil fuels are renewable, but I think I'm definitely agree with, you know, what Wade was saying, whether they're renewable or not, like, why keep burning them, especially if it is, like, contributing to destroying the planet. Even if it isn't, we could be more efficient. And seems kind of silly that we wouldn't try.
Doesn't it feel like electric cars should have came out 30 years ago?
It does feel like that. I'm sure there was at least one electric car 30 years ago, right? Somebody was doing it.
Well, have you not seen Who Killed the Electric Car?
No.
Oh, watch. It's a great documentary. They had electric cars and... They all got recalled. I think it was late 90s, maybe early 2000s.
You had to give it back.
Really?
There was like 100, right? I don't know, whatever.
I think there was more than that.
It was an interesting documentary that was depressing in a good way of, like, revealing bullshit.
Yeah, why quash electric cars? Why do that? Why not accept it and celebrate it?
Money.
Yeah, that's
God, this thing is just true. Limping to a fucking slow death. Why? Should we not release this episode?
Well, I've always felt that no matter how bad it is, it's fine as long as we don't talk about how bad it is.
I know. I shouldn't, but, like, I feel like I'm just saying what everyone listening is thinking.
That's fine. That's good. That elephant in the room. Yeah. And
let's just end it. Why are we prolonging this?
Oh, I thought we were. I mean, he just gave us closing.
Okay. Can I end it?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go to our Patreon. If you want more, if you want more of this, go to our patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We're going to keep talking. Stephen, you're going to stick around, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I'm sorry for you know, fucking torpedoing this episode and talking about how bad it is. But remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Thanks for listening.
I'm sorry, too.
It wasn't that bad.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life. More sci-fi. Oh, shit. I gotta be down here. The candles are lit, and so are we. The topic is off, and so are our shirts.
Beer. I'm on beer like five.
Willie's on beer five.
I'm on hard cider three.
Shirts are off.
Oh, you're drinking hard ciders? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, you want one?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I got this vodka, but then
Willie got it for me.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody. And he, you know what? I don't care about the war on Christmas. I don't care about people saying Christmas. Here's what I think, Willie. I finally pinpointed in my head why it's okay to say Merry Christmas. Because this is a political wedge issue that no one actually cares about. Like, when you go to Target and they say Happy Holidays, the only people who are offended are the ones who were told to be offended by Fox News.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's offended by Happy Holidays in the same way that no one's offended by Merry Christmas. If I say Merry Christmas to any of my Jewish friends, they don't fucking throw it back in my face.
Christmas became such a part of capitalism that it is no longer a Christian holiday. It is a capitalist holiday.
Yeah, well, it's whatever. It's fun. Like, who cares what it is?
I like the Christmas spirit. I like Christmas music. I like people being happy. I forget that I don't want to be... I went to the mall today. And I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Like, it's busy.
Yeah, it's weird that, like, malls are still busy. Yeah. When it's so easy to just go online and buy shit. Like, who still goes to a mall? I guess the only reason I would go to a mall is to just be like, I have no fucking idea what to buy somebody. I'll go walk around here and then maybe something will come to me.
Yeah, I went to the mall because I'm trying to figure out how to hang up my fanny packs. I don't know how to fucking hang up my fanny packs. I have too many.
Belt, I have a thing you can have.
I tried.
I have like a bunch of hooks that you can like hang on whatever. And you can just hang them like they're belts.
Okay.
It's just holding a bunch of belts that I don't use. You can't see it. It's on the other side of that wall, but like. Yeah, it's just a bunch of hooks.
Hooks
is your answer.
I have like 60 fanny packs, though.
Well, so, you'd need 60 hooks.
I know, man.
Or like 30 hooks and hang two on each.
Yeah, so, or even less. I went triple them up.
I'm like trying to look for how to hang up all my fanny packs, and the place is fucking packed. I'm like, fuck, I should just leave. The line is huge.
But yeah, I mean, do you like the holiday season?
Yeah, I like Christmas.
But you're here.
True.
Are you traveling home or not?
No, I'm staying here for.
I don't know anything about your family. Are your parents alive?
My mom is alive. She lives like kind of just outside of Vegas. She moved there.
What city?
From India. Mesquite, Nevada.
I don't know where that is.
It's like just past Vegas.
She doesn't want you to come out and hang out with her?
Of course she does.
Ah.
she just spent like a week and a half here for Thanksgiving. So
I got to see her.
It's east.
Oh, so
yeah,
like
if you take the 15, like about an hour past Vegas almost to Utah.
So like you're not close to Area 51?
No.
Or she's not.
She's not, no.
That's about an hour north of Vegas.
Yeah, this is about an hour east of Vegas. But
I like the thing that you said earlier off topic or off mic.
Mic?
Yeah.
Mic off mic. That's my new podcast.
Oh, that sounds great. But how will you ever record it?
Shit. Never mind.
You just talk about how great the episode was. You record the after episode.
You do a review.
We talk
just that after. Mic off mic was great.
Yeah. Or I just have a guest and they just talk and I don't. That would probably be better.
What did he say off mic?
What did I say off mic?
Why you like Christmas?
I don't remember why. What did I say?
Well, you can tell me to cut it out if you want, but you're like, oh, you grew up atheist and so Christmas to you was like you get to steal a little bit from.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's not why I like Christmas.
That's just funny.
Yeah. It was just like a fun thing. Yeah. Like most of my family is Catholic. So like Christmas was the thing to celebrate, but I wasn't really raised, with any religious leanings. So yeah, when I kind of was like, would realize that, oh, Christmas is a Christian holiday, I kind of felt Like, I was like, haha, I get presents too, even though I'm not Christian. So that was kind of fun.
But I think that's kind of what it's become. It's not a Christian thing, right? It's like, right, basically, yeah. Unless you're Jewish or Muslim, you celebrate Christmas, at least right,
that's
in America.
Like, it seems like that's the default yeah. winter
and,
holiday.
And it's a funny thing, because the more you look into it, you're like, the more you realize, like, oh, I mean, like, this has roots in a pagan history. And if you get into the life of Jesus, he was not born on December 25th.
And but who are these people? Like, who is, like, analyzing? It's just fun. It's just fun.
Well,
yeah, that's like, what it should be.
I would say the weirdest experience I ever had on a Christmas, two of them. One of them, I went to a Catholic church with an ex-girlfriend, and I'd never experienced a Catholic church before, so I didn't know about the...
What year was it? Or how old were you?
First year of college.
Okay. You've never been to a Catholic church?
Just that one time on Christmas.
Okay.
Because I grew up Baptist.
Yeah.
And so everyone was like stopping before they went down to sit down in their aisle and saying something to someone that was greeting you. And then the whole time there were all these like... The preacher would say something, and also with you, everyone would like answer back.
Like, yeah, the call and response thing.
Yeah, I've been to a Catholic mass once, and it was so creepy.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is very culty. It doesn't. It's off-putting when you're not a Catholic to go to a Catholic church and be like, "What the fuck is going on?"
I've never felt like more of an outsider. Like, and the one time I went to a Catholic mass,
like, it makes you feel like an outsider too. Yeah. Like, it's not inclusive in any way.
And I feel like that's supposed to make you feel like, "Oh shit, I'm an outsider. I should be an insider, so I don't feel like this." And that's how they get you.
Yeah.
Well, the weird thing for me was that, like, I was pretty. I grew up so religious that, like, this is my first year in college, and this is like the first girlfriend that I had sex with. And
hey, congrats, dude,
bro. Seriously,
yeah, man, you hit that shit.
But it was weird because I honestly thought I was gonna not have sex till I got married because I grew up so religious, and then I go to this Catholic church, and my mind is blown by how culty it seems.
Yeah, they have like bleeding goats everywhere? Did they like hang up a bunch of bleeding goats?
No,
because that's a thing, right? I'm lambs, not goats. Lambs. Goats are devil. Lambs are
Jesus.
Jesus.
I don't. I've never heard of that.
The lamb, but the sacrificial lamb.
Oh,
what?
But you're joking. You don't mean actually blood lambs?
No, I remember. My very non-denominational Christian church had banners of like a lamb like on a stick, like it was like a dead lamb on a stick.
Oh, weird!
Whoa. But it was like a cartoon.
Huh.
And so you're just like, oh, that's the sacrificial lamb or whatever. I guess.
Holy fuck!
But it wasn't a holy fuck thing. It was just there. It was just like, it was like. It was that, and then next to it was, like, Jesus hanging out or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's no weirder than a lot of other things you find in churches. I've just never heard of that before.
Yeah.
The sacrificial, but you have heard of the term sacrificial.
Yeah, yeah, like, definitely. I've never seen
that. That's where it comes from. I don't know what it means. I didn't go to church a lot. I just remember some Christmas service, like, looking at that and being like, that's fucking weird. Like, that's morbid. In some weird way. I don't know what it means. I'm sure it means something to these people, but like, why is there just a impaled lamb on the wall? I guess it is a little bit what the fuck, but it was more like, it was like a cartoon. It was like, what was that puppet? Lamb Chop?
Yeah.
It was like Lamb Chop skewered.
My second weirdest experience I had at Christmas church was... I think like 2008, whatever, I had a Christmas in LA and a bunch of us hung out and they wanted to go to Christmas mass, you know?
Like the midnight one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was weird because the church was big and there were a lot of people there and they had a giant manger scene, right?
Awesome.
And then fucking in the middle of the show, fucking Santa comes out and delivers a present to baby Jesus and takes off.
That's tight. I like that. What was the present?
Wow.
Did baby Jesus open it?
No, it was part of the manger scene. So he just dropped it off to the statues. And I'm like, what the fuck is Santa doing here?
I don't know why that seems like such a like mixing of like yeah. things.
But that's what I'm telling you guys. Like, Christmas is not Christian. It's not.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, this should not be what this church is doing.
I will
doing.
Tell you this, though. Santa Claus is white, and I will fight you if you say he's not white.
Yeah.
This fictional character has to be white.
You can tell, like, I will say this, Filipino Santa is white. Filipino Jesus is white.
Well, that's because of the missionaries, right?
Yeah. Like, they fucking are hard about how white he is.
Do you think that Hanukkah, okay, like growing up, I didn't know any Jewish people. There's no Jewish people in Loveland.
That's what I keep saying. Yeah,
as far as I know, if there are zero Jewish people.
They knew to hide.
I don't know if they needed to hide. We're not fucking 1938 Germany.
No, I know,
but but I always was under the impression that they did the 12 nights of Christmas, or the 12 nights of what is it? 12 nights of what do they call it? Whatever the fucking menorah thing.
Right. Isn't it
eight crazy nights, right? Like the Adam Sandler.
The Adam Sandler song.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know. Yeah,
I'm thinking of the fucking song. 12.
You're thinking of 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah. But the eight, so they would like get a gift. They would get 8 gifts. But when we were kids, they were like shitty gifts, right? Or maybe I'm getting this all from self.
It was like 8 gifts, but they were each like 1/8 of a real gift.
Here's something.
No, it was like a pair of socks.
In value.
Just the fact that it was a present, not that it was anything. Yeah, not like.
But now I feel like now they're using that, these Jews. They're using that as propaganda and going, no, we get 8 fucking present days, motherfucker. You just get 1. We get 8 present days. But, like, I get more than 8 presents on Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, not anymore, because now I'm 40 and no one gives me shit.
Right, but...
But when I was a kid, I'd get, like...
Yeah.
Like, you know, a dozen, something like that.
Yeah, and in one fucking sitting. And so, like, if you didn't like one present, you act like you liked it, and you're like, well, you open one!
Yeah. That was... Oh, so, here's one good thing about Christmas. Yeah, you learn a little bit of humility, right? Like, you learn to not be a spoiled brat. Like, when you open a present, you don't like it. Because you got 10 others that you can just open up. So you just go like, oh, that's cool. I got pajamas.
Man, I fucked up my first year with Shauna.
What? How?
Because I'm with her so much that, like, I didn't... I will say I'm not a good pre-planner at all. We're mailing out Christmas presents to my family tomorrow, and this is the day. This is Christmas Eve. Yeah. So, like, I like getting gifts for people, but it doesn't fit into my schedule to get them on time. And so the first year I didn't prepare time to go. I just assumed I'd go home and go shopping because that's what I did every year. I'd go home and go to the stores and go shopping, but I couldn't buy anything when she was there.
Wait, so
in my head, so I didn't get her.
No, hang on. What's the scenario? You guys are.
We're going home to Christmas for the first time.
Home is where?
At my mom's house in Denver.
Okay, so you guys go to Denver.
We're dating. I told my mom I was going to marry her, and my fucking mom told her.
Oh no! Really?
I'm like, Mom, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why? I'm giving you a secret.
Did you take away mom's Christmas present?
I was fucking annoyed. I'm
so
like,
so your plan was to go home, buy her something there.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, I was with her the whole time, and so I never had a chance to like buy her something because we were always together.
Yeah, but so that happened with me and my sister one year. I said, "Hey, stay here. I'm going to go buy you a gift." Like, buying a gift doesn't have to be the secret. The secret is the gift.
Yeah, I know, but I thought in the back of my mind, I thought that I would be able to go shopping without her, and it just didn't happen.
So what did you do?
Well, I didn't really
get... You proposed to her in front of your mom?
No. I didn't really get gifts for anybody that year, other than I brought all these paintings that I did, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you know, I've always, no matter how much money I make, I don't have any fucking money. So I gave everyone a painting that I made.
Right.
And so I gave her a painting.
And how was that a fuck up? Was she like, did she spit on it?
She didn't like it.
She did. She said she didn't like it?
Well, she was like, got very sad and she was crying that I like didn't like think about her. I didn't
get her. Oh my God. What did she get you?
Listen, hold on. Let me think. I don't remember, but I know that she got me cool stuff. Hold on.
A Broncos jacket.
She always gets me cool shit. I don't remember. Like one year she got me my gold light up shoes.
That's why this is stupid. Like, you don't even remember what she got you, but she's always going to remember that you got her a painting.
I know. And I know.
What was a painting of?
It was, it's like a bathroom painting where it's like, it says cleanliness is next to godliness. And then there's a little chalk area that says blank days since last shower. And you can write in the numbers.
Uh-huh.
It's like a funny bathroom.
Did you give that to the woman you were going to propose to? You gave her a bathroom painting?
Yeah.
It wasn't even like a horse?
The thing is I got so overwhelmed that I was like, well, what am I going to fucking buy something at this Bed Bath and Beyond? Like,
so how long did it take her to get over it?
Oh, I mean, she's over. It's fine.
She's over it now. It's been 5 years.
But I think that she was... I think that she was afraid that I wasn't able to find something that she likes. You know what I mean? It's that mental thing of like, well, you don't know me. You don't know what I would like.
See, that's like, you fucked up, man.
I fucked up hard, and I know I did.
There's nothing easier than getting a gift for someone who you're around all the time, because you hear them say shit.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, okay, I'll get them that.
Yeah, yeah. And
I got my mom code names, because she texted me like, hey, what was that game we played?
It was so fun.
So I was like, oh, I'll just buy her code names, like, whatever. I don't care if she... But at least it's like something that she showed an interest in at one point.
Yeah.
That's why like getting gifts is hard for people that you're not around, because you just have no idea.
I just assumed, though, that I would find the perfect thing, and I never did. And I was like, fuck, I don't want to get it here at Walmart, or, you know, wherever we were. I'm like, here's the perfect thing, is something that at this store that...
Yeah, that's why
there was just so much pressure that I fucked myself and I didn't get anything.
I like getting gifts like throughout the entire year. Like, I always have my eyes open. If I see something that I think someone that I know will like, I'll just get it and just save it for Christmas.
That's insane. I mean, that's the way you should do it. Yeah. But like, I don't have I would just give it to them.
Yeah, like I have Well, I won't reveal my hiding spot, but there's an area in my house that's just full of gifts that I want to give for people. I don't want no one...
Fuck you, dude. I'm going to find that spot, dude. I'm going to come over.
There's a spot in my house, because otherwise I'll forget that I have it. So, like... Because that's the thing, too, is I have a terrible, terrible memory. So even if I think of, like, an awesome gift to get someone, if I don't get it right away, or at least write it down, I'll completely forget it the next day.
They'll eventually get that? As the year goes on?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a risk. But then I'll just keep it if it's cool and buy something else. I don't know.
What do you guys do with friends? Do you buy your friends gifts?
I don't buy a lot of gifts, to be honest.
I do if I feel inspired. If I don't, then I don't want to, like, force something.
Yeah, because it's definitely a thing where it's, like I was saying, if I see something that's really cool, that it makes me think of someone, I'll get it for them. Sometimes I don't think of anything, and I'm terrible.
Yeah, totally.
Do you ever feel bad that they don't like your gift?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I always worry, and I always assume that people don't like the things that I get them.
Well, that's another thing. If somebody buys you a shirt that you don't like, do you feel obligated to wear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I have? You know what I have still? In the back of my fucking car, I have a red sweater that my mom got me for Christmas, and I was going to return it. And it's still in my fucking car for like 2 years, because I'm like, Well, I don't want to return it. But I don't want to wear it.
But you wanted to return it, though.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just return it?
I don't know where it came from. I went to a store and they didn't sell it. And I was like, well, it's going to be in my car. Because I'm not going to remember to pull it out again. You know, that's an anxious thing that I don't want to deal with, too, where it's like, well, this was a gift from here, and I just want to exchange it. Like, we don't sell this. Fuck. See you later.
Oops.
Why don't you just donate it?
Yeah.
I was going to, and I just... I mean, I feel like in my mind, I'm a good gift giver, but I don't give out gifts. You know what I mean? It's like, my mind isn't my reality.
Well, let's get to the bottom of this. This is something I've wondered about for a while. I'm exposing myself a little bit. I gave you a Broncos ugly sweater.
Yeah, I still have it.
But do you ever wear it?
I've worn it. I've worn it at least once. But I don't. That's so funny because I'm like, I don't. It's never cold enough for a sweater.
But there's all these holiday parties that we all go to. Don't you go to a bunch of holiday parties?
But you get inside and you get sweaty.
All right, wear it tomorrow. It's an outside party.
Is it outside?
Yeah, it's going to be cold. It's like mostly outside. You don't have to wear it tomorrow. But I was just always curious if you hated it or not.
Well, I didn't hate it. I just...
It seemed on brand for you. I was like, he likes the Broncos and he likes wearing ugly shit.
Yeah, it sounds pretty.
No, I thought about getting rid of it for a second because I'm like, I'm never going to wear this. It's a sweater. But I'm like, no, it's cool.
That's enough. That's all I need.
I almost got rid of because you got me a leather members only jacket, too.
Yeah.
And I almost got rid of that. And I was like, well, it's fucking cool.
Well, you can get rid of that if you want. But like, because that was just something I had that like,
but
I
thought you know, would like. Same situation, though, where it's like, it's never cold enough here to wear something that heavy.
Right now, it is.
I'm fucking pretty hot.
It's pretty hot in here, actually, but it's cold hot outside. In here?
I'm freezing.
It's like comfortable in here.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
Comfortable on the warm side.
I'm still Mr. What's funny is that Moose is like hotter than me. He has never slept with a blanket on him.
Here's the thing. I'm a hot kid, too. Like, I've always ran hot. Like, I hate... This is why, like, relationships are a problem for me, because, like, I don't like sleeping in the same bed as someone because I get too hot. So I don't understand why I'm cold right... Well, you're wearing a jacket. I don't know.
Moose has never had a blanket on, dude. If you put a blanket on him, he'll wake up and, like, fucking get it off. And then
do you think it's a heat thing, or he just doesn't like stuff
he's covering hot. Him? When I hug him, I'm like, do you have a fucking temperature? Like, he's always hot.
Well, speaking of Moose, how do you handle Christmas with a kid? You're raising him secular, I'm imagining.
I'm glad you asked, because I'm like, okay, he's two, so still nothing matters. People ask me, what are you getting for Christmas? And I'm like, nothing.
I know, I mean...
He's not going to remember.
I didn't even get my nephew anything, because it's just like, he's not going to remember.
I'm not
like,
going to get my son a Christmas present, because... What? I get him stuff all the time. If I see something like this, here you go.
You gotta put it in the closet like Stebbins, and that's the hiding spot, right?
Keep it.
It's the closet, isn't
so
it?
So it's funny because we saw something today or yesterday, and Sean and I'm like, why don't you give it to him? She's like, no, I'm gonna give it to him for Christmas. I'm like, oh well, yeah, that's all you gotta do. Instead of the instantaneous buy, it's like, well, he wanted this thing, a toy of animal. Muppet Babies. And I'm like, just give it to him. She's like, no, it's Christmas.
Now I understand your phrasing.
Yeah.
I thought it was just an animal.
Wait, who's animal? Why does that sound familiar? What?
Animal.
Oh, yeah. I just totally blanked on that. Okay.
He doesn't talk like that.
Well, and
animal.
He doesn't talk like Yoda.
In the Muppet Babies, though, he does, though. Remember the song? Animal dance.
No, because no one's watched that.
Babies will make your dreams come true.
Wait, are you talking about the one from our childhood?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Huh.
He was not even close to animal. He was like a terrible version. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, man. The Sanctity of Animal was, like, really stepped on.
Well, he was, like, great. Yeah, yeah. So like, I want to come up... My creative mind wants to come up with, like, fun, random Christmas things to do, but I'm just like... You know, I think about so many things that I, like, don't think of... I don't finish a lot of things.
No, but, like, what are you going to do... When he's like, is Santa real?
Oh, well, okay. So, like, when we were growing up...
Tell him about Santa?
If you were a Santa denier when we were growing up, you were, like, a part of the problem, right?
Wait, what?
There were a few bullies that, like, were telling people that Santa wasn't real, but for the most part, everybody was on board, and, like, even the popular kids, whatever, no matter, like, in elementary school, I'm just saying,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Everyone was on board with Santa. So I'm like, I feel like we kind of have to do Santa.
I mean, Santa's magical.
Yeah, we had.
It's super fun to wake up and there's all these presents, and you're like, "Whoa, fucking some weirdo came and like gave me presents. That's cool."
But I will tell you that like I was really depressed to find out Santa wasn't real. I was really depressed about it.
I wasn't depressed about it, but it shook me to my core.
Yeah,
I'm forever changed. Maybe that's why I'm so cynical.
I'm telling you, driving home from my grandma's house, I would look at the sky. I looked harder for Santa than I ever did aliens.
I did that. And then on the radio, they would do the Santa tracker or whatever. Yeah. And be like, oh, yeah, I think Santa's over Denver right now.
Yeah.
And so you'd look up and be like, oh, man, maybe I can see him. Maybe I can see him flying around. Did you not?
I don't remember believing in Santa, but I'm sure I did at some point. I just don't remember that far back.
Fuck you, dude.
I honestly just don't remember.
This is that atheist.
I remember getting childhood
that you had.
Yeah, I remember getting presents that said they were from Santa and being like, well, that's not really from Santa.
Yeah, I recognize
that. I know at some point I was supposed to believe in Santa, but I just don't remember believing in Santa.
I remember asking why it was in my dad's handwriting, and they gave me an answer. You know, it's like, well, you know, he wanted me to do some things too. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. You're working for Santa?
See, I never. I think they would switch up their handwriting for mine. I remember like seeing the from Santa gifts, and it was like a handwriting that I didn't recognize. My parents were on it.
I mean, did you have presents like from your parents and also from Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Because I wonder if anybody ever gets presents just from Santa and like they don't get anything that's from their parents. Just everything is from Santa on Christmas.
Yeah, right. I remember one year I asked for Ultra Magnus, the Transformer. My brother asked for Shockwave, but I got Shockwave and he got Ultra Magnus. And so when at this point I didn't believe in, I knew Santa was fake. And when I opened it, I was like, oh crap, Dad, Santa messed up. I asked for this and he asked for that. Well, whatever. And my brother had so much fun playing with Ultra Magnus that he didn't want to give it up, you know? And I was like, fuck Santa.
But you didn't believe in him.
No, I know. I was just mad. I was like, dude, you got it wrong.
Which one was Ultra Magnus?
He was basically Optimus Prime, but he was white, and then he had the plastic frame that would go around him to make him bigger. He was the car carrier.
And then which one was Shockwave? Was that the one with the light up?
Was Shockwave the plane?
He was purple. He was from the movie. He was from the movie. He was just like
this.
Yeah,
he's purple and he had that gun on his hand and it would light up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But the toy itself just looked like a turbine generator with like a gold light up hole sticking out of it. Is a terrible, you know how like Megatron was a gun, he was like a space gun, he was like a space cannon.
What, really? I had him. Stupid. I don't remember that.
It was really dumb. Anyways, I was mad at my brother also for not owning up to what he asked for. Ultra Magnus was cool, dude.
Don't they all just go into the same pile anyway?
Yeah, but you know, I couldn't play with it unless he didn't want to.
I never had a brother, so I never had that problem.
And I was younger, so like I was always following. So I don't know, with Moose, like we're definitely gonna do Santa, but I want to come up with weird stuff too that doesn't make him too weird. I feel like in this day and age, there's probably picture all the kids that are Santa deniers in elementary school. Santa's not real. My parents told me. You know, they.
Well, what? Who cares? What do you care about that?
Well, I'm just saying, like, now more than ever, can you raise somebody without Santa? Like, Santa's fake. This is fake. This is what people do. But, like, we still don't want to do that. We still want to experience Santa.
Yeah, it's fun. I don't know. As much as I felt betrayed by being lied to my entire life, I still enjoyed Santa.
I made Santa gifts. And then I found them years later. I was like, fuck, dude. I made this for fucking Santa.
You made him repeating videos?
Animated GIFs? How old were you when you found out Santa was not real?
Probably too late. At least fourth grade.
How old are you in fourth grade?
Nine.
Like nine?
Oh. Someone at my work party the other day was talking about a 12-year-old who still believes in Santa, and we all thought that was kind of weird.
It's easy to do if you're religious.
No, it's not about religion. What?
I'm just saying it's easier to do when you're religious because...
I wasn't religious. I probably believed until 12. Like, I believed way too late because
Seventh grade?
Seventh?
That's 12, right?
12, seventh grade.
No, aren't you like 13 in seventh?
Depending on your birthday.
Yeah, I made my dad tell me that Santa wasn't real. I was just like, because I wanted to believe so hard. I was just like, you gotta fucking tell me if he's not real, man. Because like all these kids say he's not real and like, I don't want to call you a liar and stuff. Like, you just got to tell me. And he was like, no, he's not real. And I was just like, really? He's not real? He was like, no, he's not.
Oh, boy.
That's cool.
It's not. It's like...
Yeah, that sounds like a way harsher experience.
No. But it's cool to, like, stand up like that.
But, like, what the fuck? How does everyone know that it's not real without getting told that? Like, what? They just believe that their parents are liars? I wanted to believe that my parents were not liars.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like, when you find out Santa is real, how do you not just question everything at that point?
Exactly.
Yeah. You should just, like, drop everything and just start over.
What about the Tooth Fairy?
Yeah.
What about the Easter Bunny?
I forgot about all the lies parents tell you as children.
What else is there, though?
I mean, I guess that's
Pumpkin
it.
Patch? Or what's the Halloween thing?
Leprechauns?
I don't think there is a Halloween thing.
The Great
thing.
Pumpkin?
That's just Charlie Brown. That's just made up shit. Even when I was a kid and I watched the Great Pumpkin, I was like, oh, this kid's fucking delusional, man.
Do you think that within our lifetime there's going to be a new thing?
I don't know why there's not a Valentine's heart. Like comes around and gives you Valentine's.
Picture what about Cupid? Pasta.
Do people ever think Cupid is real?
No.
On Valentine's Day?
Picture creepy pasta, but the positive side of like coming up with new holiday things.
Yeah, I mean, what's stopping you? Why don't you just make up something new for Moose?
Why are you guys not hearing me? A heart that comes and visits you on Valentine's Day. I already said it. It's just a big giant heart with anthropomorphic limbs. And he comes around and he gives you candy and stuff. That's fun.
Love yourself.
Yeah. Everybody gets a Valentine.
Well, like, I'm surprised that nobody's been smart enough to come up with a Black Friday, like, character. Right? It's the Cyber Monday Sagopolis.
Cyber Monday Triceratops. Try Cybertops Monday.
A Black Friday character seems problematic.
Also, like, pretty awesome.
Well, what would it be? What's your Black Friday mascot?
What's the best deal in the world? Probably, you know, hamsters are a good deal. Fish.
TVs.
Well, I mean, like, in the animal kingdom.
It has to be an animal.
Oh.
I think so. No, but
I don't know. This sounds too markety.
But it should be too markety.
No, but I want it to be like fun and for children.
You know, for kids.
Well, like for Cyber Monday, there should be a mouse.
Why?
Because you use your mouse to click deals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't anymore.
The Cyber Monday mouse. You just use your finger, tap on your iPad.
Could he be a hacker?
Join me!
Could he have like cool data glasses?
Yeah.
Wait, you mean Geordi?
Or like wearing the...
I don't know Star Trek. You know, those glasses from Star Trek. He's like a hacker mouse, and he goes around and he hacks the prices.
What if he's wearing the like V for Vendetta mask?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
If he's wearing the V for Vendetta mask and he's called the Anonymous? the Cyber Monday Anonymous?
Dude, Cyber Monday Mouse is the best.
I'm taking down capitalism by giving you good deals.
Yeah.
Most of it's on cheese.
You won't find these clicks anywhere else.
Mouse traps are 200% more.
Yeah.
Don't buy your mouse traps on Cyber Mouse Day. Hey, give me one of them ciders.
Oh, man, that's... We got to do that, right?
What, like somehow infiltrate Hallmark?
Well, all we got to do is make a fake commercial, whether it takes off or not. It's a funny idea.
Yeah.
We'll be the next Rhett & Link.
Yeah.
You know, those ever charismatic, fucking weird white dudes.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
Rhett & Link, they made like one commercial that went viral, and now they have launched an entire empire, and like three of our friends work for them.
Who works for them?
Bishop did for a little bit. I think someone's working for him right now.
Seeger?
Yeah, Seeger's working for him.
Hmm. Morgan?
Yeah. Morgan does too, yeah.
Yeah, I remember Morgan worked for them.
Those guys are hacks. Fuck those guys.
I know, but like, would you be fine being a hack at this point? If you did something?
No, fuck that. No.
I feel like I can't come up with the hack content.
If I accidentally did something viral and then I became my own industry, I would still be making stuff that I liked.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
They're just doing like dumb Jimmy Fallon like games. Mm.
Yeah.
Feel this with your hands without looking at it. Tell me what it is. Like, that's what they do. So, the best holiday is Christmas, right? There's no better holiday than Christmas.
I mean, I like Halloween better because I think costumes are... I'm a party man.
Nah, Halloween is too many obligations. I gotta come up with a bunch of shit. I gotta fucking dress up and go out.
Yeah, I usually just stay home on Halloween.
Halloween sucks. Halloween, I'm on record. Halloween is the most overrated holiday.
I don't think it's overrated, though.
I feel like lots of people say Halloween is their favorite holiday. But I'm sure it's a lot of people's favorite holiday.
We're talking like people in California that dress up.
Yeah, because Halloween can be huge. You go back to
Indiana, dude, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Colorado, it's Christmas.
Yeah, because you know, Halloween is huge. People like
Halloween everywhere. But they're wrong. It sucks.
You know, did you guys get anything for Cyber Monday this year? Did you guys do that?
I bought an Instant Pot.
What's that, for your nose?
No. No, Instant Pot's like a weird kitchen gadget that's like a slow cooker slash pressure cooker slash rice maker slash yogurt. I haven't made anything.
Did you get the air fryer one?
No. It was an older one that doesn't have an air fryer in it.
Dude, fucking make some chicken. What's wrong with you?
But it was like 70% off on Cyber Monday. So I was like...
But my thing is like, I'm always convinced that price is the price.
Well, Cyber Monday is bullshit because doesn't it last
it forever? Lasts so
yeah,
long.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you basically get deals on everything from, like, Black Friday throughout the entire rest of the next week.
I work on a talk show, and there's this...
To answer your question, I bought that computer.
Oh, you did?
For $600.
Shit.
But it was before Cyber Monday happened, but... It was the Cyber Monday deal happened, and it was the same price. Yeah,
because they do it for so long.
Right.
I feel like I got something else on Cyber Monday, too.
So here's my thing. Here's the big scam that's going on now. All these TV shows, talk shows, daytime shows. There's this website called MorningSave.com, and I'm not pimping them. I just it's funny to go look at because it is comparable to the As Seen on TV, you know. You know, As Seen on TV.
Yeah.
So basically, they're like, this pen can be priced as high as $300, but we've got it for $10. If you get it today. And the thing is that, like, all of their stuff is all $10 pens, you know? But, like, they're like, this item can be priced as high as this, meaning, like, the best one in the business costs this much, but ours is $10.
Oh, so they're saying like a $300 pen costs $300, but you can buy our $10 pen for $10?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying? Uh-huh. Okay. That's kind of so shitty.
It's this weird thing because all of the products are shit.
Yeah.
There were these AirPods that look like the iPhone AirPods, uh-huh. You know, and I stuck a little bit of sticky stuff on it, and I was just taking it off to reposition it, and the whole thing just fell apart. It's like, oh, fuck. I mean, whatever. I've dealt with a lot of their stuff, and it's all shit. But it's like, sure, there are expensive versions of the same thing, but they can legally say that because they're not saying that, like, this one is a $300 one.
But that's what I was saying earlier. If you can scam someone, scam them. Like, I don't fault them for like, taking advantage of dumb people.
Yeah,
if you really think that pen could be worth $300 and that's the only reason you bought it for $10, like,
yeah,
you were never going to buy that pen anyway.
It's like all the Shark Tank products, you know?
Well,
I mean, no. Like a lot of them. I specifically mean
Shark Tank's great.
I specifically mean the girl that does a lot of the things that she takes. She'll take them because they'll work on
the Home Shopping Network.
Home Shopping Network.
Yeah.
And As Seen on TV.
But
in
that doesn't
realm.
Mean they're not good.
No. But it'll be a. You're right you're right about that. But to me, it's all in the same vein of like, well, I don't fucking need it anyways. So the value to me is still shit.
I don't know. I think like. There's two types of buying. There's like buying because you really want something, and then there's buying because it's a really good deal, you know?
I think the good deal thing is the plague, though, of...
Yeah, but those people are stupid. Let them buy it. Who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
If they have the money, even if it's on the credit card, who cares?
I know. I agree. I'm not trying... You're
well,
right,
that's why, like, all the... Like, Kohl's got in trouble, right? Because they said things were marked down, but they weren't actually marked down.
Yeah.
They just, like, sold them for the regular price and then said that the regular price was, like, $20 higher.
Yeah.
But they got class action lawsuited against them, so they had to pay out a bunch of shit. But then it was paid out because I was a part of it. It was paid out in Kohl's.
What'd you get,
$10?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
I got $10 of Kohl's gift cards. So, like if I want to redeem that, I have to spend more than what costs $10? Like, what can I walk into Kohl's and be like,
not even the socks?
I mean, do they sell like candy at the registers or something?
Yeah, I guess I could get $10 worth of candy, but like, where even is a Kohl's?
The class action, not out here, right? The class action lawsuits are sure the company pays, but everyone gets fucked.
But it's not even about that. It's about, like, we caught you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know you've been caught. You can't do that anymore. So at least it's helping in that aspect.
But the weird thing to me is the lawyer culture, where it's like, let's say a Super Bowl, where they have lawyers constantly looking for anybody that says Super Bowl, and then they just sue them.
What about the Superb Owl subreddit?
What about the super... What about the bowl that's just called the Super Bowl? Can you do that? This is a literal bowl that's very super.
As long as you're not referring to the football game.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fuck that. Like, that whole thing has been built up. I don't think they really sue anybody, I think.
Well, but they do, though, 100%. It's all behind doors. It's just a fine. And they get money for it.
But, like, I can say threepeat. Like, Phil Jackson owns the term threepeat. But if, I can say it.
But if you're ABC News and you say it, they'll charge you.
Maybe not news, because news is timely. Like, you can say whatever you want on news.
But you're probably closer to right, but because they're still private entities, they're not actually...
Like, I don't think you could say... Well, I don't know. That's weird.
Well, they say Super Bowl. They all say Super Bowl, right?
Well, news does, but news is
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
You get, like, 3 weeks.
But if you're a radio station, man, you can't just say it. Because you're not promoting them. They didn't pay you to do it. So they just charge you.
But that's also, like, contradictory to what you want. Like,
yeah, I know, right?
When Disney, like, takes down a bunch of shit off YouTube, it's like, but that's marketing for you.
I know.
Like, why would you get rid of that?
And then you're just getting people to, like, black eye you. If that black eye you. I don't know. I'm making that up.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Where it's like, well, now you got people that are so offended by the fact that you pulled it down that they're out there going like, fuck Disney, they made me take this thing down.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any reward for like doing that copyright claim on YouTube.
Yeah.
Outside of the monetization, I guess, but like, fuck off.
I mean, I'm all for, you know, dinging the Kardashians for saying Super Bowl on their fucking YouTube channel, but whatever.
Is that a story? Did they get sued?
No, but...
See, that's why I think it doesn't happen. I don't know...
Well, no, I mean, like...
Like, I'm picturing, like, a Simpsons episode saying it, and, like, they won't say it. But...
Because they 100% will get dinged.
It's right, just, but, like, but why?
Yeah, so what is it? You're just not allowed to say the word Super Bowl the air?
But that's correct, unless you're a news entity talking about it. But the lawyer culture is that's how they make their money. Where it's like, well, if I just find somebody saying it and I ding them, I make profit on that. So it's not that the NFL cares so much; it's that they've got lawyers working for them. And they're like, well, I need to make my money. And so I'm working on this talk show, every time a guest comes on and says something, we know that the show gets fined for it.
What do you mean?
Like our talk show, if a guest comes...
No, I know, but what could they say that you would get fined for?
Oh, like Super Bowl or Nike. Like when you say brand names, they're like, well, we didn't condone being a part of your show.
What? That seems so backward to me because that's free advertising.
It is, but nobody treats this as free advertising because everybody pays.
I feel like you're wrong.
No. I'm 100% right. So like even when we play, because like my job is to make sure no labels make it on anywhere, right?
Well, that I understand because that's intellectual property. Like you can't just use somebody's logo, but you can say Angry Orchard.
You can say it if you are referencing it and you have it. If you just say it, they can sue. They can ding you. They can fine you.
I don't. That seems wrong to me.
And so, even in the same vein, I know this probably makes more sense. But with like music, you know, you get like when we.
Yeah, like that makes sense. Like if you play music on the show, yeah, but if you just like say, oh, I like that song. Despacito, you don't get copyright ding for that, right?
No, but think about the big companies like Mac. If you say iPhone, I'm not saying every company's doing this, but every company has a lawyer that's making money, and so a lot of times they'll do it just because that's the only way that they make money.
It just seems so excessive.
It is, but that 100% is.
That's crazy to me.
But what about like just the First Amendment freedom of speech? Like you're allowed to say iMac.
But when your TV show was making money from an audience.
Yeah, but I don't make any money by saying iMac.
No, 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 you don't, but the talk show does. No, 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 no. I'm saying that the talk show is making money, so when you say certain things, they're like, well, we should get some of that because...
Okay, that makes sense.
That's, I understand that's what that. I'm getting at. So, like, okay. Like a YouTube channel could be on that level because of how much money they're making now, but we'll never get mm-hmm. dinged for it because we're not making any money.
Hmm.
And it... But so that's what I'm getting at is... I mean, I just call it lawyer culture, where it's like, yeah, you shouldn't do things because they'll sue you, they'll ding you when they can because that's how the lawyer makes money, not the company.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now, the company will make money from it too, but...
Yeah, but the lawyer takes their cut, yeah. And that's all they're making their money from. Yeah.
And so it was different for a while, you know, but...
What?
Meaning, you know, like picture Back to the Future, right? They were like one of the first movies to be like Pepsi's paying for everything.
Yeah.
And so that for some reason made a lot of people think that like, hey, it's free advertisement for them, so I'll put this in there, and they're like,
well, oh. Nobody thought that. What are you talking about?
I mean like people making their own shit where they're people that don't know anything. I'm just saying, like, people have been dinged for putting stuff in their shorts because they thought it was going to be okay.
Allegedly. I don't know. That seems weird. Because what shorts are making money?
Yeah, no. You're right. But I'm just... When I say shorts, I just mean, like, the low-budget world. Like, even the first movie I worked on, I remember the director saying this too, where it's like, they should be paying us to put this in here. And we were like, no, you can't just put this in here. Like, logo wise.
Right. But you can say Pepsi. 100%. Don't shake your head. You can say Pepsi. Like how can they fucking ding you for saying Pepsi?
Like, if someone on a TV show said, like, man, I fucking hate Pepsi.
Like, what is about that fine? This? What about if someone's getting raped and then someone in the background says, like, this Pepsi's delicious? You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying, like, it's so... It, like,
yeah, and I... Yeah, and
this is a talk show, too?
No, if it's like a Law & Order SVU or something and someone's like, man, I love Pepsi.
Yeah. Yeah, that I get. That's disparaging. That's not.
But I'm saying in that same vein, it's like then it all turns into permission.
No, I mean you're not wrong. Just some of the specifics are weird. Like, I can say any of these words. I think I'm pretty. Man, the Super Bowl thing is weird. I guess it's a trademark thing. I don't know. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, like.
Nah, who cares? Let's move on.
I was trying to think of some funny Christmas thing that could get who owns... I don't know.
Whatever. Does Coke own Santa Claus?
Right? With fucking stupid polar bears? Fuck off. If you had a polar bear drinking a soda, would you get sued? Whatever.
No. No. There's parody. Parody laws, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
All right.
So wait, what are some funny traditions we can start doing with the moose? I'm trying, like, what?
I don't know. Well, see, that's what's funny, because you talked about Shark Tank. Like, there's that Elf on the Shelf thing that I don't understand. Like,
oh yeah,
I guess that blew up.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so big.
You like put him a different place every day or something?
So, this Elf on the Shelf, it looks like it came from the 50s, and it didn't. It came from the thousands.
Wow.
You get a shelf, you get an elf, and you hide it everywhere, and this elf watches you... The Elf on the Shelf is a big brother.
It watches you masturbate?
It's a fucking... And I, you know what? I should look this up, because I think...
Yeah, but Santa Claus is already a big brother.
But Elf on the Shelf is even more, because...
No, but it's the same thing.
Physically there.
They're saying... Oh, this is like he's going to talk to Santa, right?
Yeah, yeah.
you have to be good in front of the elf.
Like, and then there's the elf, really, like, no moves difference every night between just Santa sees you when you're sleeping.
You're right. You're right. But this is the thing that's been going out. Elf on the Shelf conditions your kids to accept the surveillance state.
Yeah.
But fuck off. I mean, like, so does that mean that when I grew up, Santa was conditioning me for a surveillance state?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, only I'm fine and I don't like Big Brother. Like, yeah. Like, people grow up and they think for themselves. So, like, all this bullshit about, like, oh, you're conditioning your child to do this and this and this. No, because they grow up and they form their own personalities
My argument to you is that, you're intelligent and creative. Okay?
I'm not.
But you are, you are. But I'm saying, though, that, like, to anybody, I think from, this might be a big leap, but it's, to me, it's not. Santa conditions you to say, like, well, I have nothing to hide, so the government can look at my emails. I have nothing to hide. Mm. Like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I think that that stems from the, it's not, it, like, people aren't thinking about their liberties and their freedoms. They're thinking about their condition to be like, well, I have nothing to hide. And I don't know. I think that that is taught from that.
No, come on. You grow out of it. That's bullshit.
But I would never think that way. Meaning, I think some people are easily brainwashable.
Yeah, then they're dumb. Then take all their money. Take advantage of them.
But I think that that's...
I have no sympathy for dumb people.
A giant percentage of our population.
Do we need to protect those dumb people?
But those people are taking away our rights because they're all voting on shit that affects us.
You got to get on the winning side, man. You got to figure out a way to monetize the dumb people.
And if
that means becoming a Republican, do it. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, who really cares? At the end of the day, we're all going to die. Get as much money as you can at any point, and then you're free to do with it what you will. Donate it to a homeless shelter or fucking orphanage or something. But get the money. Step one, get the money. Step two, do whatever the fuck you want.
I mean, I'm really leaning that way these days, and I'm trying to figure it.
There's nothing nefarious about it. Like, if people are getting that money anyway, why not be a part of that? Get that money, and then you can, like, redistribute it.
Then you can take your power and do what you want with
it. Bill Gates, right? For his time, richest man in the world.
Yeah.
He donates, like, more than half of all of his income.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, you can be a capitalist, like, scumbag, take everyone's money, but then you can also, like, give it back a little bit. So that's all I'm saying. If you're dumb enough to get scammed, I have no sympathy for you. If you're dumb enough to believe in the fucking police state, the Big Brother state, then you got it coming anyway. Like, if I'm not taking your money, someone else is going to. So I might as well be the one who does it.
Have you ever, not to like, make you feel or sound dumb or anything, but have you ever been scammed? I'm trying to think if I have.
Yeah, we both have. That fucking radio thing that we did.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But we knew it the whole time. Like, so that's the thing. Like, we weren't really scammed. Like, so backstory. We moved out here in 2001.
One,
right after 9/11.
Right before.
Right before. Right. It happened during. We moved out here in September. And we were like, no connections, didn't know what the fuck we were doing out here. There's like this ad for like, hey, do a radio show. We'd all done, it was me, Willie, and Emily, the girl that we moved out here with. We had all done radio in college. And it was like, oh yeah, do a radio show. You come in, you pay like, I don't know, $20 for an hour. You get a little tape, and then they broadcast it. You do your show, then they broadcast it on this like FM frequency. But then what you learn is the FM frequency only extends like for like two or three blocks outside of,
yeah,
like,
it's like a mile.
It's like one of those FM transmitters that you put in your car.
Everyone's paying to be a disc jockey that like nobody listens to.
Wow.
But we didn't get scammed because we knew the entire time. Like,
yeah, we made a copy of everything being like, well, we can use this tape for something. You know what I mean? Like,
they also had a thing where like, if you keep your receipts and you don't want to do this anymore, like you can turn in all your receipts and we'll give you all your money back. We were just too lazy to do that. Like once we stopped doing it. Because that's what they're banking on. They're like, oh, they're not going to do that. They're too lazy.
But the thing is, do they still exist?
No, because it was across from the 99 cent store down here on Sunset, and now it's like apartments.
But maybe it was the American Radio Network.
But the thing is, we didn't get scammed. We were willingly scammed. Like
it still worked for us. I
remember coming away from that first meeting going like, well, this is a scam.
Yeah.
But then like we just wanted to create, so we just did it. We were just like, fuck it. We got $20. Like,
look at this. To all the skeptics, the American Radio Network is not a scam. Our company has been in business since 1968. This is from the AmericanRadioNetwork.com.
So wait, it's still
they have to put that on their own website. Oh boy.
Oh my gosh, dude, that's really funny. And then if you look, dude, there's like these fucking. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
All right, let's end it.
Oh my gosh. Go to this website and look at the photos of all the people that are disc jockeys because it's funny.
Oh boy.
Christmas come and gone. Did you guys feel like you got in the Christmas spirit this year?
The thing I like most about Christmas these days is just like going onto my whatever streaming platform and just like looking for Christmas movies because they're like the best.
Yeah. Because
they're all so bad.
I watched the Kurt Russell one.
That one's supposed to be actually good.
Yeah, it was
weird. I'm talking like Hallmark, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Shoes for Christmas, like. There's so many dumb ones, and they're always magical, and like sometimes there's time travel and stuff. It's awesome. It's like very high concept, like Christmas
shouldn't
movies.
Shouldn't our goal be to make one of those for money?
I mean,
it should be that easy, right?
I don't know if that should be our goal, but we should definitely do that.
Yeah, I want to make one.
I really want to make a Christmas album.
I think that would be fun. You can do the soundtrack to our bad Hallmark Christmas movie. I think it should be about a girl who, she's like a stand-up comedian, and she keeps getting booed off the stage, and then one time they give her the hook, like the literal hook, but it's a candy cane, and then it's like a magical candy cane hook, and then she gets the power of being funny. And then she makes everyone's dreams come true or something.
Yeah, then, I mean, obviously the main story would be that she finds her love interest.
Yeah, that would be somewhere in there. Yeah. The guy with the hook or
it's
something.
Like, it's like she's so funny that she finds the person she's supposed to meet.
Or maybe she's so not funny that like the only person laughing is the one that she meets.
Laughing before the hook.
Well, the person laughing at her when nobody thinks she's funny, that's the person in the end who's like, I always thought you were funny.
Yeah. And like after she gets the hook, is she telling the same jokes but just people think they're funny now?
Well, telling better jokes. She's literally dragged off stage, so she can't say them anymore.
Oh, but she doesn't like go back on?
No.
At any point?
She would be a psycho if she would. Well, she goes back on like other open nights, other nights.
Right, not like immediately.
No, she doesn't. Yeah.
But like at another point in the movie, she would go back onto a stage and
right? Yeah, and do her jokes again.
Do the exact same jokes, but yeah. Now they're funny.
Well, maybe different ones. Maybe she works.
It's all in the delivery. She's just a lot more confident.
I think the Christmas punchline.
The Christmas punchline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean. Or, she's a, fuck, I don't know. She drinks beer. She's one of those beer people. You know, the people who work in the breweries, the brew people.
Brewmaster. What's the term? Yeah.
Is a brewmaster? The brewmaster sounds right.
Yeah. So she's like a brewmaster and she accidentally puts too much Christmas cheer into one of the videos, and then, like, everyone is just like super psyched on Christmas.
Yeah.
There's a million. I mean, we could just put a bunch of words on a dartboard and throw a dart and then, like, make a Christmas movie. We should do that. I would be down to do
definitely
that.
Talking cat movie, right?
Oh, I would love a talking cat Christmas movie. Oh man, one of the two like Venn diagrams of me and Christmas movies is I wanted a talking dog in a Christmas movie, and it's out there. You can find it. There's probably five of them.
Yeah,
I don't even remember which one this was, but it was horrible. Probably it's fun to watch. All right. Christmas, best holiday. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, there aren't Halloween songs, so I have to succumb.
There's some Halloween songs. There's some really funny Halloween songs.
Yeah, but boy, oh boy, no one's making Halloween albums like Mariah Carey.
Yeah, we got to do a we got to do a Christmas song. Let's us three do a Christmas song, yeah. And then we'll also make a movie, and it'll be the featured song in the movie.
It'll just be whatever the title of the movie is.
Dude, let's make a Christmas song.
What's the title of our Christmas song?
Is it going to be...
Is it going to be a good Christmas?
Believe in Christmas.
I think it should be like, am I going to get anything for Christmas? There's got to be
what am I getting for Christmas?
Why didn't you get me anything for Christmas?
I want things.
How about presenting presents?
You know, what's a chorus? You got to have Christmas in the chorus.
Yeah. What if it was like... Fuck, dude. Never mind. Hold on. I was thinking of in the same parallel of All I Want for Christmas Is, but parallel. But the idea is that like in the I appreciate your Christmas gift, but I didn't really want it.
I mean, that's a good like Weird Al version of a Christmas song, but we got to be earnest.
I know.
What about this? Christmas Lights. It's just called Christmas Lights.
Christmas Lights.
And it's all about like...
That's pretty solid.
Yeah. It's all about just like really liking Christmas lights. Nothing puts me in the mood like Christmas lights.
We can spend a verse explaining like the lights on the reindeer travel the path of the... Whatever. Well, like, I'm just saying, like, you can get into a specific Christmas scene that, like, people can imagine. Like, you were standing in front of somebody's house. The icicles looked like they were falling. Not that. I don't listen to me for
the nativity scene is sparkling. Like that. Christmas lights. It's good.
Twinkling bushes.
And it also ties into our power thing. I wish that we had oil still so we could look at Christmas lights. Now there's no more power. Right? Something like that.
Solar powered lights don't work in the night.
Solar powered lights don't work in the night.
I wish Tesla would build a battery that could make me look at the lights all night. Yeah. Oh, I mean, we'll talk about it, but... What, you got another verse?
I was trying to add to the Christmas lights. Wait, so what was the line? Solar powered lights don't work in the night. What we need is lights from oil.
That's what you were trying to think of?
No, I lost it, and I tried to redeem myself. I lost it.
All right, thanks everybody for listening. Mike, thank you for being here. We're past the point of plugs because this is the Patreon. Thanks for being a Patreon subscriber.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Is our original episode so bad that I should just throw this on as a Christmas bonus into the regular episode?
Maybe this is the actual episode, and then the bonus is the... I don't know.
I don't know if that's worth it.
We give away...
I feel like we got to give them something.
It's Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, throw them... Yeah, put it out. Well, I don't know what you mean.
Well, I can just add this to the regular episode and release it as one.
Sure.
Sorry. Sorry for our regular episode. I forgot that, like, we should only do fun sci-fi topics, because even if something is a real conspiracy or if there's something weird about it, like, we have to be able to talk about it for fun.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. What else? What else is
Happy Kwanzaa.
Is that real? I don't think Kwanzaa's real. I think that was like a made up, like,
how long has it been around?
I've never met anybody who celebrated Kwanzaa.
I feel like it's totally made up. I feel like it was a like subculture, like anti-Christmas. Where's the Christmas for black people? Christmas is the Christmas for black people. Kwanzaa, what is that even based on? What's the religion?
I actually have no idea.
What's the religion in Africa that this Kwanzaa is supposedly based on? I have nothing against it. I just think it's like a kind of a fuck you Christmas kind of thing.
Which I'm all for.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Like, do whatever. I just think, like, just celebrate Christmas.
Celebrated from December 26th through January 1st, its origins are in the first harvest celebrations of Africa, from which it takes its name. The name Kwanzaa is derived from the phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, which means first fruits in Swahili, a pan-African language which is mostly widely spoken African language.
So it's just a national, not even national, like, what is Africa? It's a continent.
A continental
festivity.
Ooh, listen to this. You're right. Dr. Karanga created this festival for Afro-Americans as a response to the commercialism of Christmas. This is from africa.upenn.edu.
Yeah, I mean, so do whatever, but, like, you know, there's no reason to not.
1966 is when it originated.
There's no reason to not like Christmas. This is like something against Halloween. Like, Halloween is secular, right? I feel like Christmas is secular. I think the only reason it's not is because people weaponized it.
Yeah.
So, like, fuck off with all that shit. Just fucking be merry, right?
Don't think that fucking Jesus' birthday is December 25th.
Well, no one thinks that. Christmas lights. Oh, I can't wait until December 29th for them Christmas lights. I'm trying to do the rhyme. Okay. It's so magical.
Yeah, you got to write down the melodies.
Yeah, just do some melodies and then we'll come up with the lyrics.
All right. I'll buy some sleigh bells too.
Yeah, great. And then
that's maybe all it needs.
Yeah.
Do we
a jingle jangle jingle? I'm looking at them lights, these Christmas lights, or for any holiday.
twinkle lights, twinkle all the way.
No, that's a song. That's already Bro. A song.
Who are you?
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for being a Patreon subscriber. Or, if we're releasing this weird, thanks for listening for free.
For so long.
Remember, everything that was taught to you by someone was taught to them by someone else. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Do
we'll see you next week with our Happy New Year episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not stopping, right? We did. We got no break.